Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
What's going on, Grudge? Man, oh man, what a night we're going to have here in the jungle. I love this song. I keep saying it, man. It gets me so pumped up. We got so much going on, and I want to introduce my co-host, my partner in crime, my brother from another mother. I got all the good looks and everything. He got all the hype. My boy Kev out of Detroit Motor City. What's up,
what's happening,
Kong?
Brother? What's happening?
What the hell is going on out in the Motor City? Am I going to have to send my little girl out there straighten some people out or what?
I don't know, man. My phone's been blowing up all day. We got a situation that we need that people said they need to talk about, and we told them to get on our show and talk about it so we can get this aired out. You know, we feel that this needs to be aired out. It's time to be aired
out. Well, I got to tell you something, and I know there's going to be a lot of people listening, and a lot of my board is just completely done lit up, but I had other things I wanted to talk about and get to tonight, but you know what? We're going to be on the show next week. We can back. I know this stuff that's happening out there is pretty important to a lot of people out there, and I think this is top priority, you know, and Kev, if you don't mind, I think this is something that we got to talk about. We got to find out what's going on and get to the bottom of what's going on, and like I said, I don't know what's going on, and this show isn't about who's right or who's wrong, but, you know, at our roundtable, you know how we do it, man. We get things out, we get around, we talk about them, and we can get things done, we get them done. If not, so be it.
Right. And, let's get this aired out tonight. You know, let's try and see what we can do, because my phone's been blowing up all day, so I'm going to have a hell of a bill. And phone to pay a hell of a bill, I need to hear what's going on.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to do here in the jungle tonight, because I know this jungle is going to get crazy tonight, brother. It's going to get nuts. What I'd like to do is I'm going to go to the phones, because, man, oh, man, we got a bunch of callers.
Did you get Big Fred on? Is Big Fred? Oh,
what I'd like to do is this. Wait, hold up. What I'd like to do is this. Is because what the topics are and what this is going to be about, I'd like everyone that when I turn your phone on or you open up your mic, make sure you don't have any background noise, because I get a lot of feedback on my end, and it won't do no good because nobody will hear you. And if if you stay on the line, just keep your phone muted so we do away with the background noise. This way, everything on the show is, everybody can hear everybody. We ain't going to do no shout screaming.
Let everybody know, once we open up your mic, please be respectful to everybody who wants to talk and get this aired out. But if you are, not saying you're done talking, but if you're listening and your mic is open, can you please hit the mute button on your phone? And as soon as if you want to comment, unmute your mic and get back on the phone. Get back on the show. We have no problem with that.
And one other thing I want to talk about is this. In fairness to all parties, and if there are parties being named, and this is one rule that I have. I do not like, and as racers, we all know this. When we don't talk about nobody, unless they're all on the phone, because I want to hear both sides of this. You know, we just don't beat up on one person and expect them to not say what's on their mind or say their side of the story. And that's
right.
In fairness to everybody.
Right. And
I don't know what this is all about. So I'm going to be coming into this just as new is probably all of our listeners, and you strapped in, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting the
harness
on right now, because this one I think is going to get crazy.
Let me get my helmet and my neck brace real quick.
and listen up. Before we a couple other things I want to just say, right quick.
And we would like to thank too, Greg, that helped us host our show.
Yeah.
If it was not for Grudge Inc., guys, we would not have this open floor show that you're having tonight. So please support Grudge Inc. if you can from time to time. If you have anything to say, please, they have a board you can get on and other shows. If you want to talk, please, it's open to everybody.
Okay, you know what? I want to go to, man, this thing's lighting up. We're going to go to our first caller out of Detroit. How did I know Detroit was going to be in? This is my boy, Big Fred. What's up, Fred? Holler at you, boy. Fred, you there, babe? Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. He might have put his phone on mute, but Fred is one of the hosts on the show, too. Is Tyson on too? Tyson's one of the hosts too.
We got so many numbers.
Go ahead.
You're gonna have to
do your thing, baby. Go ahead, do your thing, baby. Do your thing. Open up the mic. Let's get this thing going. So
I don't know what's happening to Fred's mic right now, man. But Dave, don't worry, Fred. I know you're there, baby. I'll get to you. With all that being said and everything, I know tonight's going to be – I know it's going to be an emotional night, because I've been hearing some of the things. But like I said, I want to get to everything and make sure it's all good and all kosher and everybody is gets their chance in speaking. Let's try Fred again.
What's up, Kale? What's
Fred,
up, Kale?
Fred?
What's up, Fred?
What's up, Kale? What's up, Kale?
Fred,
you all right?
Fred, you know we have a situation tonight, and the phone has been blown up. I hear your phone been blown today too.
I'm just trying to see what's going on, man.
Right. We all, that's what we are. We trying to figure what's going on.
The situation, something about with the Milan tracks. So I don't know what happened. You know, so I guess I'm on the shoulders to hear whoever it happened to or whatever happened, you know, whatever transpired. So maybe you guys tell what happened. Can you fill me in on the situation?
I don't know the whole situation, but you know what? People are lining up right now, and you know, I think this is Melvin. Let me see, man. Melvin, is this you, Melvin?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Melvin, what's up, baby?
Y'all got the best handman out there. You know, tonight we're going to try to, you know, talk about all our problems that we got, and we're going to try to get some stuff solved here tonight. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of issues that's going on out here. But I feel like if we sit down at the table, we can get them solved, you know. There may be a few people that's in the way to stopping us from getting where we want to go. And then once they know that, I think we can move on forward where we need to go with this whole program, you know. I know Milan is a big issue that's going on here in our lives with this Grudge Inc. thing and everything like that because of the people that's there. But I feel like the people that's there, and mainly, you know, I don't want to name nobody or nothing like that, but it's a money deal, you know what I'm saying? And when they see us show up, they just figure they're going to get our money. So we got to be able to figure out the problems that we got going on here tonight while we on the air and we got this air time. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk about it. And I want to be one of the ones that solve the problems that Milan has going on. I've been treated bad by them, but I'm not worried about that. You know, I've been treated worse in life than what's going on what I'm dealing with Milan. But if we can bring it all to the table, I think we can solve this problem because I got a big fan base here in Detroit. And as far as they can go is to Milan. You know, they can't make it to Macon. They can't make it to Alabama. They can't make it to 41. And I got to help support so that they can still see me race the rest of my term that I got, a little bit of time that I got left to race. So, you know, we're going to talk about this tonight so we can try to get it solved, you know. I don't want to be...
Well, you know, Melvin, you know me, man. I met you when I came to Milan out here from California,
yep. And
I got nothing but respect and mad love for you. You know that. And, you know, that's the reason why I'm putting this on the table here on my show is because, you know, I've been there twice, you know. So I don't know everything that's, you know, because I'm out here in California with my head in the sand, so... That's why, you know, I want to get this thing out because I just, you know, it's a track. It's a local track you guys go to and stuff like that. So,
oh,
like
yeah.
I said, we just got to iron some things out.
So let's open,
yeah.
let's open up the mic, man. Let's open up the mic. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to open up some mics right now.
Go ahead.
734-1666. Your mic is live. Who we got on the phone?
This is Kim Adams.
Hello,
hey, Kim, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there, man.
Well, the reason I was calling in today is because we got a letter this past week stating that myself, my husband, and my two daughters were banned from Milan Dragway, along with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
Wow.
What happened? Can you let us know what's going on?
I'm not quite sure what the reason was for the, it didn't say that we were not welcome there. It said that they talked to racers and other racers stated that we were causing conflict amongst other racers. But the whole reason was because there was an altercation between some track officials last weekend and a gentleman named Michael Rourke. And
mm-hmm.
After the incident happened, he had gone down to my sister-in-law's house, to file a police complaint. And I guess because we were down there, when he was down there, we ended up getting this letter. So it made no sense to me. I mean, we talked to nobody last weekend at the track as far as the staff were concerned to have an altercation or anything like that. So I didn't quite understand why this happened. My husband and his family, the Adams, they've raced there for close to 40 years now.
40 years, Signori, and you get a letter like that. That sounds ridiculous to me.
Who sent the letter?
I'm sorry?
Who sent the letter?
It came from Bill and Pam Kapolka. It was signed in staff.
Okay.
Wait, but who are they? Because doesn't Deneen own the track?
Deneen is their daughter.
That's the daughter.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I never met them. I've only met her.
I mean, I just didn't understand. I mean, if there was something they wanted to talk to us about, they could have called or something. You know, I just didn't understand the whole we're not welcome there anymore.
Yeah, well, my thing is that when you have 40 years seniority out there racing and you got guys and people on the phone tonight that does, you know, support mileage, you know, why, you know, my whole thing is why is this conflict happening? I know we had a conflict with them back in May. And they seem to resolve it, and this is why we're, you know, see if we get this resolved tonight, and you know, get this straightened up.
Pam, are you Mickey Adams' wife?
I'm Mickey Adams' sister-in-law. I'm Jim's wife.
Oh, okay. Well, she and Mickey and Jim, they're Milan's favorites. They're the top guys at Milan in the bracket divisions.
Yeah,
them the ones you want to be.
That's what we
wow.
do. We bring the break. I mean, we between the family, they've won so many championships. We've gone to Pomona, won the world championship. I mean, we've traveled around our, you know, our share, won lots of races and stuff.
Flying the Milan banner, you know, that's wild. That's disrespect from what I'm looking at, because I think that the Adams, they could have came to you guys as men and women and talk to Mickey and Jim, like, you know, hey, what happened? Should have sent you a letter? Wow, that's all cold.
Hey, that's all we were asking. I mean, I even posted on Yellow Bullet, you know, I asked, nobody ever answered my question why we were banned.
Well, what was your complaint? What were y'all complaining about?
I'm sorry?
What was the complaint about?
Do you want me to read you the letter?
Sure, if you like to.
No, not the letter. I'm just saying your complaint. They say you guys were complaining that particular day. What was the complaint about?
We weren't there when the incident happened. We didn't have any complaint. We didn't talk to anybody there. That's why it doesn't make sense to us.
Okay.
We had already, because they canceled the race, we had already drove our cars home because we lived two doors down. We drove our cars down, or back home, and we're not even at the track when anything went down.
Wow.
I was hoping maybe they would call in so they could explain what happened.
Melvin.
Well, hopefully they are out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Milan, to me, you know, I know I've had a lot of issues with them and everything like that. But I want to get those issues taken care of because we need that track. We need that track. Well, that's the only track we really got that's in the area. And I've heard them say, you know, hey, you ain't got nowhere else to go and things like that. That's true to that. But
there's other track. I'm going to Lapeer.
Yeah.
If that be the case, Milan ain't the only track around here. Shit, Lapeer maybe just not as good as Milan. It's not as good as Milan, but there's another track that's locally the same as accessible as Milan. Man, they ain't the only track. Don't get them the
right.
head like Big Head like that.
See, right,
right. We got 131.
Right.
I mean, it's not as close. It's not as close. And like I said, Lapeer is not as good. But, hey, if you're going to be disrespected and mistreated, shit, you take your business elsewhere.
I understand all of that, but my point is tonight is I want to be able to fix Milan. It's just like a broke motor right now. You know, it don't run good. If we can fix it, then we won't have this problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to condemn them or get rid of them or whatever like that. I want to try to see if we can fix it. You know what I'm saying? It's a personnel thing. It's just like the Republicans and the Democrats. If we can fix our problem, we can go forward with it. You know what I'm saying? It is a premier track. If we take the people that's in Milan out of the way, which track is the best track to be on? It's a good track. So let's just try to fix the track versus, you know what I'm saying? I know we got these problems. And Mickey Adams, that guy put me on a trailer I don't know how many times. You know what I'm saying? And I run directly on my number. If I had 949 on my window, I ran 949, but my reaction time wasn't good enough. That's a perfect family to want to beat in drag racing. And they've been around for a long time, and I respect that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is tonight is if we can fix that track, you know what I'm saying, because of the fact that 131 is there, that's a good track. Lapeer is there, that's a good track. But we got people, my fan base, that can't make it but to no farther than 2 miles. They may not have a $10 worth of gas to put in their car to get there, you know what I'm saying? So that's what my thing is tonight is, can we fix that? If we can fix that, then we're a bigger set of people versus just, okay, we got to get rid of Milan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with the track at Milan. Milan is a good track. It's just their personnel and the people that they got going on there that we got to try to, as racers, get them straightened out to be on the same page that we are so we can continue forward. That's all.
They're going to have to be friendly. They're going to have to be customer-friendly and treat the patrons and the customers that come to my and the races with respect. They don't do that from what I'm hearing and what I've witnessed and seen. So until they change their mindset, they're going to continue to do what they do. So all the way you're going to get that, you're going to sit down at the table with the heads of Milan and get agreement. They're going to have to treat the fans and the customers who pay the bills at Milan better than they do. That's the only way you're going to fix that. So that means Neil, his wife, and especially his daughter.
The daughter is the problem. Janine is the problem. If she's listening, somebody can go back and tell her. She is the problem. I mean, I understand her, you know, wanting to make all of the money from us when we pull up in there and everything so she can go to Kmart tomorrow and spend her money and everything. I don't got a problem with that. But what we got a problem with is we're not getting along with the track and their attitudes and stuff that they got going on like that, and that's what we need to fix. If we can get that fixed, then we can move forward. That's all.
And that's what hurts the car count.
Yes, yep. It does. You know, I've seen a movie one time called Roadhouse. You remember how the guy, he said, no matter if the customer is disrespectful, you talk to them with respect and show them respect, and in return, you'll get it.
That's in any business.
Right. Do we got any more mics open, Jay?
Hold on, Kim. Hey, Kim?
Yes.
Kim, I'm going to leave your mic open, okay, darling? So if you want to chime in, and everybody... Real quick, I want to let everybody know I got on the line open right now. I got DJ Grant from down south, and I got Big Drag over to
Chicago. What's up, Drag?
Your mics are live right now.
What's up, fellas? What's up,
DJ Drag?
What's up,
Drag?
What's going on? I'm just leaving the suit.
How you doing?
How's it going down there?
You ain't ready. You ain't ready, right? You watch the white boys and Big Low number on, right?
I missed that race. I saw the crew chief tell me how it went down, but the white boys did beat the Big Low the other day.
Yeah, I got to call Big White Boys knows them out.
The crew chief has been calling them out all day long, and they would not go.
He called them out
with their small block, but I don't know what in the world was going on. The crew chief was they was dogging them out on the mic all day, the night, just saying, come on, where you run you with small block car, pick your poison out. I'm like, wow.
They talking about running you?
No, running the white boys.
Cool performance?
Yeah,
they drawed on them, they didn't do nothing.
The owner of Cool Performance is a guy named Scott. Now, he's got a big block in his. And they have been going back and forth a little bit on the internet, and so they both was at the track together at the same time today. So I guess Coop wanted to go ahead and clear the air and let everybody know it ain't him that's dead. So he definitely made a bold statement. statement. Nice, white boys, where you go?
So we got controversy about the trucks and
DJ. Hey man, yes. We got a situation up there. Kim, you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hey, this is DJ Grant. He's out of Alabama, and you got Big Drag out of Chicago, and you know they're all here to support you. You know, and we're trying to get a matter straightened out. DJ, let me ask you a question. DJ, if you came to my track and I disrespected you, would you spend your money with me?
Probably not, depending on the situation. I kind of caught the tail end of what y'all was saying. I guess it sounds like it's a racetrack that I guess a lot of people like, but the people that run it are just not
friendly.
Yeah, right. That's what it sounds like. I mean, somebody said the right thing. I mean, first, you know, it needs to be, I would say, a group of people need to go to management or owners and say, look, that we're not happy or we're not pleased with the way that we're being treated. And we need to know, do y'all want to change or are y'all going to change? And if not, then, I mean, if they are not going to change and it's going to be up to y'all. I mean, either y'all going to boycott, don't go, or the team be treated like that. I mean, it's just that simple.
Hey, Drag, can we get your input on that, if you don't mind?
Well, you know, Kevin, you said something. I was listening. I think I may have got on a little bit before DJ. You said about someone said that the customer's always right, and that's totally correct, you know. And I grew up in a family business that we ran, my dad ran, and he always told us the customer's always right, son. If you got an issue with a customer, you better not be mean to him or disrespectful. If it gets to the point where it's, you know, getting out of hand, you come get me. So the customer's always right. Now, I've read all this stuff on Yellow Bullet about Milan, because I particularly like to race at Milan. You know, the track is always good. It's always good. I never went to Milan when the track wasn't good. Even after rain, that track is killer. But I have had issues at Milan before myself. And the reason that I started back coming to Milan is because of the Chicago-Detroit grudge race deal here. And we were brought back there by a guy here named Tim out of Chicago. And the agreement was, at the time, I think the girl named Deneen, or something like that. Well, this was the person that he was dealing with. Now, the agreement was for anybody from Chicago that was a grudge racer had out-of-state plates, we were supposed to get in the track free. Now, listen at the flip-flop, and it was vice versa for 41. Now, we know that it being a fact that everybody that came from Detroit, Denny let them in the track free. They didn't have to pay nothing. They went there, they raced, they grudged against us. Never was a problem from Denny. Denny always let them guys in the track free. But every time we come to Milan, and this happened to me three times, and after the third time, you know what I said? I'm going to just pay. I ain't going to even worry about it, you know. But that's the issue that I've had with Milan myself. But other than that, I've never been disrespected by nobody or anything. I'm not saying – maybe I just didn't, you know, maybe it just didn't come to that or whatever I'm saying. But Milan is a pretty good track, you know. But they need to know, like somebody else was saying on here, they not the only drag strip around. And if they're not racer-friendly or they're being disrespectful, then they're going to slowly see that their car count is going to diminish.
Right. Hey, listen, I want to – these phone lines are just blowing up right now. Man, I got to grab another call. Let's see, 734-0656. Your mic is live. What's your name? Who is it? We got – hello? 734-0656. Your mic is live.
Hey, my name's Stacey Hallard.
Hey, Stacey, how are you doing?
Stacey? Hey, doing pretty good. I'm a drag racer myself, and my husband drag races, and we do all that, what you guys are saying. We go to 131. We always either clean house or come close to cleaning house when we come out there. But, you know, Milan is our home track, and it's pretty sad that, you know, the ownership there has just blatantly ran off a lot of people throughout the course of the years. You know, the first few years, you see it happening, and you kind of turn a blind eye. You think, oh, maybe it is a bad apple. and then you go there for years and years and years, and then you see, no, it's not just the racer, it's the ownership.
Wow. You know, for me, yep. Because I've been to the two times, I'm a little dumbfounded by all this because, you know, I never thought into this stuff was, you know, especially at that track, because it seemed to be hopping the times that I was there, and I'm floored right now. I don't even know what to say. Hey, I'm getting background noise.
Someone's got some background noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I just I'm stunned right now. Hey, Stacy, I want you to stay on the line, okay? I'm gonna open up some more mics, but I want you to stay on, and you know, you chime in anytime you want to, okay, darling?
Thank you.
Okay. 734-5048. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Oh, this is Heidi Adams.
Hey, Heidi, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
No, hanging in there. This is Kev. What's going on? You got Tay on there. You got from all over the country who want to listen to what you guys got to say tonight.
I just have to put in my two cents about Mylan. I received a letter also banning me for being at my aunt's house when all of this happened. So, one, I don't feel that was right. I feel like, yeah, you guys are talking about how, you know, it's the ownership. We need to somehow get this right. But so many racers at this track who have been there weekend after weekend have talked to the owner personally, and it's like, we've tried telling them, you know, it's your employees. You need to change employees. You need to, you know, have your wife and daughter. It's not just the daughter. They need to step back. And you need to get people in here who are going to take care of your customers. So he has had racers tell him that, but nothing changes. It's nothing has helped.
That is very true.
Well, you know what, Heidi, I'm going to do? I'd like to do something real quick because, you know, there's, honest to God, there's so many callers on this phone, on my board right now. And if you do race at Mylan and you did get one of these letters, hit your one button. I want you to come on. I want to talk about it because I want to know. I'm in California.
I've got a question.
What
hold
happened?
On. Yeah. You said people are getting letters in the mail saying that they're banned from the track?
Yeah, I've
heard
one
DJ.
Of them.
Dude, what?
Yeah,
everybody.
That's what's happening.
Everybody, DJ is from Alabama.
Okay, if you go on Yellow Bullet, we actually posted a copy of our letter on there.
Okay. Hey, is Kim still on? Can she read the letter to everybody? Can anybody give her a hand to read the letter?
Yeah, hang on one second. Let me grab it.
Wow.
What is the reason?
I guess she's going to read it, I guess.
The reason I am unsure of, there was an altercation last weekend at the racetrack, and we were not, they had canceled the race. We had brought our cars home. There was an altercation with Bill and I heard it was Bill and Pam Kapolka and Michael Rourke. Michael Rourke had left the track and went to my sister-in-law's house and my brother-in-law's house to make a police report, which that's Jim's sister's house. And I guess we're guilty by association because we were there at Jim's sister's house. I still don't understand how we were told not to come back to the track. But I have the letter here in my hand, and I will read it to you.
Okay.
Says,
everybody, please be quiet so we can hear this letter.
It says, after reviewing the 2012 season and talking to many race participants in the bracket programs, we are going to ask you not to participate in any activity at Mylan Dragway. We feel that your participation will cause conflict of interest to our staff as well as your fellow racers. You have made it clear that racing at Mylan Dragway is a burden on you. Your obvious displeasure is affecting fellow racers and is not productive to our staff. If you have a race entry rain check from Sunday, November 11th that you would like redeemed, please contact our office as soon as possible and we will reimburse you. If you would like to resolve these problems, please feel free to call our office. We value your previous support of Mylan Dragway and wish you the best of luck in future racing. Sincerely, Bill and Pam Kapolka and staff. So we went over there this day to get our refunds. And Denise, who was in the office, she was getting the money gathered up. It was myself, my daughter, Heidi, Stacy and Heintaler, and my brother-in-law, Shag. And as Denise was gathering the money, Denise came walking in, and I'm assuming she was getting Denise the rest of the money. And as we were giving our money back, as we were walking out the door, Denise told us to let Alan Bell, who's been posting on Yellow Bullet, to let Alan Bell know that she also carries a gun and she's not afraid to use it. And then Stacy asked her, why don't you tell him yourself? And Denise stated, go fuck yourself.
So I told her, I'd rather do it to myself than let you all keep doing it to me. So, yeah.
I was walking out the door.
We never said a word. We weren't being confrontational. We were just getting our money back. Never said a word nasty or anything like that. We're walking out the door, and she made her comment.
That's real professional.
That's class. It's like they want the problem. They instigating the problem.
That's really class. Like you said, classy. That is class.
And like I said, we have racing. We like racing at Mile and Dragway. I mean, we've won a lot of money at Mile and Dragway. And like I said, we weren't there when anything happened. I don't understand the reason for the. I've talked to many racers, and many racers said they wonder who they spoke to, saying they don't want us there because nobody has said that to them.
And I can't see, knowing you guys, and been affiliated with you guys for years, over 30 years, that I can see any confrontational thing even come out of you guys, and I don't understand what's going on.
I mean, granted, I'm not going to lie, in the past, my husband has had some altercations, not physical, but arguments with, you know, Bill or Pam. And, I mean, we've always worked things out, so I don't know what the problem is.
Right.
My goodness. I'm totally floored. Listen, I want to open up a couple more mics, and I apologize for the wait. On the line, we got Mississippi Joe. You there, baby?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's
that? What's
that?
What up, Joe? What up,
what's going on, baby?
Tell, thanks for opening my mic, man. I'm glad to be on your show. Big Drag, Big Fella, Stunner,
what up?
DJ
what
Grant.
What's up, baby?
I'm sitting here listening patiently to what's going on, and that's a problem that we can get solved faster than you guys think. Now, our governing body in Detroit is Little Tony.
Right.
So all we got to do, Drag, Stunner, Dale, Big Clark, is he on the phone? Do you see a 601 0497, Dale?
No, I don't, Joe, I don't. But if he's on here, because we got a bunch, hit your one button and let me find.
If we got any grudging governor or director, the two directors of zones are Joe and myself. We have any governors or anybody, upper bodies of grudging, just hit the one button.
Right. This is something that we can get to the bottom of quick, Drag and Stunner. All we got to do is make this issue a mandatory problem that we have to attack and get settled quick.
And this is we want the owners of mine to know that this is not an attack on them from us.
Right.
You know, we're hearing what the racers are saying, and that's the people that we need to hear from. You know, we haven't heard there's two sides to every story. We're only hearing one side right now, so we're not, unless we have a personal, you know, something personal that happened with us individually there, then we're not leaning no certain way.
Right.
I want everybody in the sound of my voice to understand that. But if there
now,
is some issue,
there's got to be an issue because I don't even know anything really about my, and I've heard this numerous times. It's been aired over, like I've heard on shows, and I, you know, me not knowing anything about mine and never going, but I have heard this same type of thing where people saying that the people at Milan are just nasty. as far as their attitudes are concerned.
And DJ Grant, where are you from? You're from Alabama, right?
Yeah, now that I hear y'all talk, I've heard that from a lot of the up northern people. They say that just the way that they treat people at Milan.
Here's my question. And this is for everybody with mics open. Maybe you can answer. As much as Grudge Inc. wants to help out, as much as everybody here wants to find a resolve, what if the track, and I'm just, for one second, just go with me. What if the track just says, hey, you know what? F you. I don't care about your show. I don't care about Grudge Inc. Don't bug me about this bullshit. Then where are we left? And Melvin,
then we go to the only thing
we
can
Melvin,
do is
you're a big time guy there and everything like that. But
let me tell you this. I believe that's probably what they're gonna say.
Well, if they do that,
I'm listening to what people are saying, and that they act like. I mean, you have some people that are just so set in their ways. A lot of times, I mean. Don't be surprised if that's exactly what they say.
Why would I keep paying to get abused? That's what you know. What we're all basically saying. So actually, we're gonna travel. We're not gonna go there anymore until it's under new ownership.
Well, is it possible that we could get the owner's side before a person draw a conclusion like that? It wouldn't be smart business
be
for them to do something
to
like that.
No,
I was going to ask Melvin if he had her number, if he can call her and see if she would come on and maybe explain their side of it. Because you know what? One thing I don't want to do this is turn this into a bash. I feel bad, man. You don't even know how bad I feel. I'm not even there that you're getting
track. I have somebody who also might have a good input. He's a member of Grudge Inc. He's also a track owner / manager. Would you open up a poll?
Go ahead.
478, Kevin, 9092, Bobby Wildchild.
Uh-oh.
What's the number?
478. 478.
Yep, I got you.
9092.
Bobby, you there, baby?
The last four.
Bobby, you there, baby? Top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening.
Bobby, watch out. What up, Bobby, watch out?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing there? I was listening to Big Drake and
Bobby. I got a real important text. I'm sorry. Also, y'all, we have the governor on the phone of Detroit, Little Tony. Ole Miss Mike up, 18-52-68. JL.
It's Mike open. What's going on? What's going on, Tony? Talk to me, baby.
JL, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Jay? I'm trying to help get the bottom of all this for you, baby.
I so appreciate it. And how everybody doing? Drag, Kev, how everybody doing?
Well, let's talk. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Let Bobby speak first, though, J.O. We interrupted him rudely. Then we'll get to Tony. I know it's your show, but we just want to be fair.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Hey, look, how y'all doing? I heard Big Drag said something in the last part. I agree. You need to get the owner if he agree to come online. If he care not to discuss it, you know, maybe online, maybe like you said, you get the governor or a group of y'all go out there and you would talk to him. Big Drag, I want to say one other thing too. When you said the customer is always right, I kind of like disagree with you on that part.
Yeah,
because I've been working with UPS for 36 years, and that's one of the things they say that the customer was always right. But when they went out and examined things, they found that the customer giving the driver hell about nothing and telling lies on. So they quickly found out that the customer was always right because the customer always was telling lies and doing other things. But one of the things too is If and I heard the, heard my man say that if they just say the hell with y'all, and I'm gonna tell you something, the economy is too bad, car counts are down, and fan base are down, spectators are down. I don't if he got plenty of money, or he just crazy. I don't think he'll say that because, like you said, I'm not gonna spend my money with nobody if I'm not treated fairly. As a track slash owner operator, a lot of things you got to kind of like, you know, look over and try to help. Let me tell you something. I can't treat Big Drag like I do Mississippi Joe. You understand that? Mississippi Joe got a way he going to conduct himself. Big Drag got the way he going to conduct himself. But the bottom line, you got to be fair to everybody. You can't be one-sided. You got to be fair. And as a business person, I think you should try to work in a way to resolve the problem in a very, you know, manageable way that cause, you know, cause any person on the track, operating the track, and can say the things that I heard that was said, by, you know, by guns and stuff like this and that, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be in business long. You're not going to be in there. And people now, especially, you know, people of color, we learn better, and we just not going to take all this, you know, you're going to do it my way or the highway. We don't have to do that because too many cars that you know and I know from the past that, before I got very involved in Albany, that track was shut down simply because the word was used, we not going to worry about y'all. So I went to the guy before I, you know, became, you know, like I said, point only man. I said, man, that's the wrong word to use. I said, when 95% of your people are black, don't start this racial crap. He told me ain't know what in the hell I was talking about. You know what I told him? I said, you know what, buddy? In 1 year, your ass won't be here. He said, well, hell, we'll see. Guess what? He lasted almost a year. So what I'm saying is the same thing here. Is look here. If those people don't want to sit down to a bargain table with you all and try to come to a conclusion and to get, I'm gonna tell you something. Somebody got to make some attitude adjustment look like around there. And if they don't want to make one, I guarantee you, if you make it on that pocketbook, buddy, it will change a whole lot.
Well, you know, Bobby, one thing is that we all know that there's two sides to every story, and now we're only hearing one side. And the one side that we're hearing, just about everybody that's got on here is in agreement. You understand what I'm saying? The guys that race, see, that truck is 5 hours from us, you know, but we do race there. You know, it's a heck of a facility, and the track is always good. You know, but, I mean, if the attitude towards the racers and the spectators and stuff like that is you know, mean and nasty, then that will kill a business. But like I said, we haven't heard from them people, so how can we draw a conclusion?
Get select you a group of people, the governor, whoever need to go there, and sit down with them and talk and try to come to a conclusion. You know, I wouldn't say put it, you know, on the, if they don't want to come on the air and answer, because, you know, you may, some things don't need to be discussed on the airway. So, you know, I would say, you know, go to them and say, hey, can we have a meeting with you? And especially the people who got in the letter, and sit down. They don't want to sit down and talk, and I'm pretty sure, you know, they should and want to sit down. And then let's see, like you said, it's two sides to every story. Let's actually hear what happened.
Bobby and Drag, I want to put this on the air and let y'all know that this issue here is not just with one ethnic group. This is, I don't care if you're black, white, red, or whatever. They treat you just messed up over there. So it's not just one ethnic group over there that's complaining.
Identify yourself. Who is this?
This is Kimo.
I hear that, Kimo, and I think what Bobby was talking about was the issue that happened to them down in Georgia. That's what he was speaking about, that track. I'm understanding that Milan has an issue with just anybody. You know, it's not a racial thing or a certain group or something. And I've heard, you know, Kimo, you and I have talked,
Me and Tony talk regularly. You know that.
Yeah.
And I've heard before Tony tried to, you know, have some races set up there, and it was supposed to have been a goal, and then at the last minute it got changed on them and things like that. You know, you got to work with the racers. You got to work with these guys. And Tony has been selected, you know, in our organization to represent the Detroit area. You know, so it's not like a bunch of guys just coming at him all the time. This was just one person, which was the head of the guys that want to do that. You know, so we got to see, can we work with them, man? I like the track particularly. I like my
race.
Have
any hey, of
Kev.
You guys?
Hold on, give me one chance. Let her speak real quick, Nick.
Go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Have any of you ever sat down with them and tried to talk to them?
No, I haven't. Hey,
I've talked
to
Bill.
I've
talked to Bill, the owner.
Yes, sir.
When we got the no ET thing started, me and Bill sat down and we put a program together. It's Melvin. And we put a program together, and they worked. That's how that Chicago and Detroit rivalry got started. As they seen it came about, the money that was being made from it, we made a few dollars off the first go-rounds of it. As they seen the money that we was making, they didn't want us to make that money anymore. I still feel like going to the table with Bill, because he is the owner. He's the man of the tractors out there. But he's got daughters and stuff that's involved in it, and they more into, hey, I know I can get all of this money. Their version is, you ain't got nowhere else to go to race.
Yep, that's it.
And with you not having nowhere else to go to race, they figure like, hey, you going to come get the race anyway, or where else are you going? But I still feel like that we can solve this problem that we got going on with Milan. We just need to get them to the table and sit down with some people that's got their heads on their shoulders and put it on paper, and we can still have that track. That's a premier track that's in this area. I know we got other tracks and stuff that's around here. We got 131. We got Lapeer. It ain't a quality track that Milan is, and we got 41 over there in Chicago and stuff. But I still got my fans that's in my neighborhood but can't make it nowhere but to Milan. And them the ones I'm trying to represent tonight here. And we're going to fix Milan. Just like we got a broke motor and the rod is out of it, that's just what we got going on with Milan. We're going to fix Milan so we can use that track to do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? We're a bunch of grudge racers that was on the service drive somewhere racing throughout our career. I was number one guy on the service drive back in the 70s, and that's 30, 40 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But today, I still want to be able to use Milan as, you know, our premier track is here in the neighborhood. So we're going to fix Milan. Whatever the gripes is that's going on with the daughters and everybody else that's out there, we're going to be able to fix Milan. You know what I'm saying? If the management at Milan don't want to have us there, then we'll deal with that issue at that time. We can't deal with it right now because we haven't took it to the table. Once we take it to the table and they see what's going on, I feel like we can fix that. So that's all I got to say right now, and I'm still listening.
Hey,
but you know what,
though? You know what?
So fine, man.
Hold on.
I'd like to hear the governor, Lil Tony, speak to you, if you don't mind.
No, I want to open up a couple more mics real quick, too.
Hey, oh, yeah, Big Clark. Big
hey,
Clark
guys,
is
on
that deal. Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Hey,
I think the 10497. Open his mic for me, Dale.
Hey, hold on one second, guys. Fred was talking. Fred, what's going on? He's one of the hosts tonight. What's going on, Fred?
Hey, Kev, open up. Pops is 854-3921. And this man was at Milan, and they really totally disrespected him just for videoing out there. And they threw him out the track. And he had something to say that he went to the table with them. And I think he had something to offer. 854-3921. Pops, get busy.
Hey, Tayo, you got that number?
No, I don't. They got to hit the one button, man. I got so many numbers on here. They got to hit the one button so it.
Hey, Tayo, would you open up 601?
Yeah, I'm open, Joe.
You know,
Joe,
we
need to live here from Lil Tony. That's what we need to live here from.
Yeah. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Cam. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony. Yeah, that's what we've been waiting to hear from you, man. You the governor.
I mean,
what you
got to say. The situation with Milan, I mean, it's old news. You know, we've been complaining about it forever.
and, you know, nothing seemed to change. I mean, people on countless occasions have tried to go to the table with Mylan and talk to Mylan, tried to do it via internet, via email, phone conversation, do it in person. I mean, Mylan, I don't know, I guess they just then got kind of lost in their way, and, you know, I guess they feel like they're the only restaurant in town so they could feed a slop. You know what I'm saying? We got to come up with whatever. And like, just like Chemo said, it's, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you get some people that like to play the race car. I'll say in Mylan's defense, that's not it. It's just poor management. And I'll say this in Bill's defense. A lot of times you can go to Bill. I mean, I don't know if he's just, you know, blowing smoke or what, but you could talk to him. He's approachable, and he'll tell you, you know, okay, what's the problem, what's the issue, what do y'all think I could do to make the track better? And everybody basically giving the exact same complaint. He say, okay, I'll address it. But he never do. You can go to him.
Because the women run the track.
20 people can go to him the same day with the same complaint about the same employee. And, I mean, you'd never see him even go over and approach him. So, I mean, are you just telling me you'll do something about it to pacify me? And in my personal opinion, I'm being a business owner. I cannot continue day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, get complaints about one of my employees and I not do something about that. I'm not going to let one bring down what I'm trying to do. So, I mean, these same individuals that we complaining about, I mean, they've been there for years. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're permanent fixtures. So if for whatever reason, if they are family members or business partners or whatever the case may be, well, get them out of the public. Don't let them deal with the public. Put them in an office somewhere.
That's the problem.
So,
well, he might be in a place where he can't call the shots. You ever thought about that? So, you
yeah,
know,
that's,
if
that's
he,
the whole
you
problem.
Know,
they're not just staying in the office.
Yeah. Well, he's not calling the shots. The wife and daughter
okay,
are calling the shots.
Oh, okay,
that's
well,
what
maybe,
I'm
maybe. Well,
that's
okay, what I'm saying, okay, well, you know, don't keep saying you're hungry, but you're not going in the kitchen to get nothing to eat. If anybody don't like what's going on there, go somewhere else. Mylan needs us. We don't need Mylan.
Exactly.
We have other options. And like, say, last year, Martin, Michigan allowed us to come there and do a somewhat of a no ET with Detroit and Chicago. We had a ball. Every staff was pleasant. Track was superb. And given that we got the Detroit-Chicago rivalry, I mean, it's the halfway point. So Martin actually worked better for us anyway. If anybody don't like we're going to Mylan, go ahead.
Hey, Price, thank you for coming, too. At Martin.
Oh, yeah. Martin is a class A drag race facility. And everything that Tony said about it is dead on. That track is killer all the time as well. But, you know, like Tony was saying, you got guys like Lil Tony Chemo. Man, you got pretty much the whole Detroit crew that doing the grudge racing. I just seen all them guys in Macon 3 weeks ago. We were in Macon racing in Georgia. I've seen them in Florida. I've seen them in Mississippi. So what they need to know that the little extra hour to travel that the Detroit guys have to make to get to a track where they feel like they wanted at is not really a big deal. You know, so if they got enough race cars of their own where they just want to be racing there themselves within their family, then so be it. Because if these things is what's happening, I'll say, and it don't change, then they'll find themselves they will be the only ones there racing.
Hey, Big Greg, I was listening to what the other man said just a while ago when he said they started something, that no time and being able to, you know, everything, the money was okay, and after a while. I'm looking at a bigger picture. It seems like it's more of a money issue, too. It's coming into that. You know, have y'all seen greed on TV? Some people just get greedy. And it seems like it might be one of those situations, too.
I'm just assuming that. That's exactly what's happening. It's a greed thing for the money.
Hold on. Let me say this. No, I'm going to say this, you know, because y'all trying to give them out, and we're not going to give nobody no pass today.
It's not about that because
you can go there on a test and tune day when it's a small car count and you got
belligerent staff that work at Mylan. So it's not it don't have nothing to do with the no ET when they got a 200 car count. I mean, you can go there on a test and tune day when it's 50 cars and get treated the same way. It's the individual.
No. What I'm saying is, seems like they're trying to wean, other people out. I'm not saying there's not the money count that way. They're trying to wean. When you start something, see, when you create something, and then it begin to grow, when other people see, well, you know what, this thing done got up off the ground. I kind of like don't need you no more. And they kind of like fade, they push you back out the way. So, you know, they push the Miller Man out the way. Give what? You know, hey, we ain't got to buy this thing two ways down, three ways. We only got to buy it one way or two ways. You see what I'm saying?
I've been going to Mylan since the mid-80s. Back when Detroit Dragway was open, I mean, it was a ghost town in Mylan. Nobody went there for these exact same reasons we talking about in 2012, the exact same reason. Now, when Detroit Dragway closed, Mylan became the next closest track, so people kind of bit the bullet and went there.
Mm-hmm.
But when Detroit Dragway was open, no one would go there for these exact same reasons and basically the exact same individuals that we're complaining about today. It was the same situation. This is not something that's just occurred. This has been ongoing for years.
Well, Tony, can I say this? With it being that the class racers are complaining now, and some of the class racers are big guys at that track, and they're starting to complain because if everybody sees this on Yellow Bullet, a lot of the class racers are complaining, and with it, when they stop going there, you know, Mylan really is going to have to get their act together.
There's also another good track in Michigan is Mid-Michigan, you know. That's
right.
Another good drag strip in Michigan.
Staten is a good drag strip. 131 is a good drag strip. I mean, and you know what? You even got tracks that are kind of like mom and pop tracks, you got Ugly Lapeer, stuff like that.
Right.
Even though they're small and they're not, you know, don't have a lot of funding, but when you go there, man, the people show you respect. They do let you know that they are glad to have you there. Mylan, I don't care how good the facility may be, how good the track may be, which is, I mean, in my personal opinion, I've raced all over the United States. Mylan is on a 1 to 10. I give Mylan a 5 or 6. It's nothing spectacular, but I mean, they act like they're a premier track and they're the only one in the country. They're not. My money was spent at any gate in the country. So Mylan is not the only place that I can go race. And Mylan is not the only place that I will go race. I say,
well, I got a question for you then, Lil Tony. By you being the governor and by you being able to get the word out all around Detroit, I would like for some of these same people to tune in to your show tomorrow night and y'all get this straightened out. Because you're going to need unity to handle this situation. The class racers and the bracket racers going to have to get together with the grudge racers and whatever, and y'all going to have to come to some type of solution. Do you agree with that, though?
Right. And let me say this, Joe. The racers, I think we'll all agree, us as racers, we all are a family. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have our disagreements, but when it all boils down to it, we're a family. And you're saying, you know, have somebody from Mylan come on one of the shows or whatever and give their spiel. I don't know about y'all's show, but when Mylan sent those letters out telling those people they weren't welcome to their facility, well, Mylan is not welcome on my show. You know,
okay.
I'm gonna stick with my family. If you,
hey,
you kick my family out, you kick me out.
Well, we gotta look at
this, Tony.
Lil Tony, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna tell you what the racer fan up there. Well, you can believe it or not, y'all are in control. I'm telling you, the racer, you are point. And there's no point about it. This guy cannot, unless he's a multi-millionaire and don't care for rats, but about nothing, I'm telling you, you're in control. I don't care
You're
what.
Right. And that's what
you,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I came on this show late, so I didn't hear all of what y'all talking about. I caught the tail end of the young lady explaining the situation. I don't have
Tell
that in
got
detail.
You on there, Tony.
Huh?
Tell them who got you on the show because you're the governor of Detroit.
You did.
I tell you what, if y'all cut y'all contact down,
we have to be disciplined now. When Tony is talking, we can't interrupt, fellas.
I'm saying, my thing is this, the tail end of what I heard, what took place at Milan, I mean, I've seen that show before. It's a rerun, you know what I'm saying? So I say, did I catch the tail end of a conversation, and am I being biased? Could be, but given that I've heard this a million times before, I've stood there and witnessed it a million times before, whatever it was that young lady was saying, I believe 100%. So since she's not welcome in Milan, Milan ain't welcome on my show. So if any of y'all want to talk to Milan, y'all got to talk to them on your show. They not coming on my show.
Thank you.
Hey, one month. Hold on one second, guys.
Listen, my board is lighting up, and I know there's a lot more people that want to get into this conversation, so I'm going to open up a couple mics, okay?
No problem, Dale.
513-6006. Your mic is live. Who we got here? Your mic is live. Who's this?
Hey, can you hear me, Dale?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Daryl in Cincinnati.
Hey, Daryl.
Goddamn, this shit is blowing up tonight.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting back and I'm listening to the show, and, you know, I keep hearing the same thing over and over about how good the track is. That's not the issue. The track is one of the best tracks around. It's the management. You know, I grew up at that track with the Adams. Now, when Milan staff kicked the Adams away from the track, they'd do it to anybody. Now, I had a problem with them in the 70s, and my car hasn't been back to Milan since. Now, I can't remember the young lady's name, but she's the wife, I believe, of Jimbo. And when Milan Dragway would kick the Adams out of their facility. Now, hell, you would think the Adams was part of management. They there every weekend. They spend the money.
We would treat you better.
Yeah. Well, you would think that the Adams was part of management because they're there every weekend, not one or two cars, you know. But if they do it to the Adams, they'll do it to me, you, and the next person that's been, you know, money going to the track. The only way Milan's going to get the picture is the races stick together and stop coming. Because they told me and my brother, if you don't like, you know, if you don't like what we're doing, stop coming. So.
And you stop coming.
I stopped coming. Yeah, and, you know, for them to tell Jimbo and Nikki not to come, that they not welcome there no more, that's a slap in the face. And the other races, the other bracket races at Milan should see what's going on, and they all should stick together and back these guys.
See, that's kind of what happened whenever Mike O'Rourke had went to the office and was telling them about how they have robbed the racers for the day by calling it a test and tune instead of racing. And whenever he told them that, you know, they were actually robbing the racers, then Pam started slapping him in the face and then chased him down on his golf cart, ripped his shirt, and then scratched his neck. Now, how many owners lay hands on their customers? Unless you're
a
massage therapist. See, unless you're a massage therapist, you don't lay a hand on a fucking customer.
See, that's the problem. Once somebody put their hands on you, you turn around and you knock the shit out of them.
Be honest with you,
I'd have knocked that bitch clean out.
That's
where most people come from. You don't put your hands on no one.
All right, and the thing is, this is the Adams side of it. We weren't even there, so why did we get letters?
Right. Yeah. If they don't
they don't care who you are. That's my point.
It's guilt by association, and if you don't agree with their mentality, then you're an outsider.
That's it. And you know, I'm gonna tell you how bad it is. When you got track officials all walking around there with pistols on their side, and they want you to, you know, you get out of line, they go putting their hands on their pistol and stuff and start talking.
See, they had an incident with us. Well, it wasn't with me. Well, the mama came over and threw some food out off a grill or something. Had that been my food and my grill, the bitch would have found herself getting up off the ground. I don't give a fuck about you.
Heard about that, and I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I want to open up another mic real quick. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on. I want to open up another mic. We got Troy calling in like crazy. 313-4595. Your mic is live. What is this? You there? 4595.
What is
this?
I'm just sitting back listening. Who is it?
It's Charlie. Okay, Charlie, I'll put you back.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
All right, man.
Hey, look at that. Y'all come on, Albina. I ain't got no gun down here. Just come on, Albina. I ain't gonna treat you like that. I promise y'all. Just come on, Albina.
Hey, do you
Hold on one second. Let me open up some mics real quick, Kim. Hold on one second, babe.
Okay.
Go ahead, darling. Go ahead. Say it.
I was gonna ask you if you had a
7048.
What's the area code, Kim? What's the area code?
313.
There's a 7447.
Tell them to mash the one button.
Yeah, they got their one buttons on. I got a bunch of people. That's why I got to get to these guys. I want to get to before we run out of time.
Okay.
Hold on one second. 850-9922. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Hey, it's David. How's it going?
What's going on, David?
Not a whole lot, man. You know, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion maybe a little bit on something that's a little bit off subject. I'm sorry if I throw you off a little bit. But I just had to ask y'all guys, man, what do y'all think about world government? And I'll go ahead and hang up. Y'all give y'all's answers, man. I just wanted to ask y'all about that. Is it real or is it not? Thanks.
Okay, back to racing. Go right back to racing. Tell me to get a car.
Hey, what about eight?
That's what I think about world government. Okay, next. 734-189. Your mic is live.
Hello?
734-3189. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Yeah. Hey, this is Al Bell.
Yeah.
Hey, Al.
What's happening, Al?
Hey, guys.
Hold on, Al.
Oh.
If I could just add one thing to this, you know, I was taught right from wrong at an early age. And up until last Sunday, I thought Bill was different from Pam and Denise. But when they laid hands on my friend and then called the police and told them that he put hands on them, that's when Bill lost me, too. He was the last reason I raced at his facility, but now that he's shown he's the same color as the other two that are working there, I've chosen, as well as most of my friends, to go somewhere else. And I'm told I was the one that they tried to give me the message that they had a gun and were able to use it. You know, I don't scare easily, especially a couple of crazy women, but I'll be taking my show and my family, and most of my friends from Milan, it sounds like either 131 or Norwalk next season. But I think you guys keep talking about, we got to get them to the table. And I'm telling you, there isn't a table big enough in this country for those three people. They're you cannot negotiate with them. You got to burn them out.
Well, I got one question. Little Tony, what track are you supporting up there?
131.
Thank you.
We've been in nego-
associates with 131 until last year in September 1st when we did our no ET there. They said they had never had a no ET, so they were kind of apprehensive about it. And they said after the no ET that, you know, me and Slouchy put on, they opened our arms, so they got us on the entire calendar for 2013. So we don't have to go back to Milan. I mean, it's a much better facility.
Tone, that's the thing to do, Tone and Joe. If we got an issue with Milan, and, you know, after so many people, you've got every bit of, I've heard, 10 people. It's not just one person, you know, with all these 10 problems. It's the 10 problems with this one person.
Hold on, and drag, if you notice, all 10 of the people that got on have gave you a different era. The 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s.
They back in the 70s.
Right.
Hey, look, Tony.
Yes, sir.
This Big Fritz. Hey, you remember when Milan, when they T-Bow Donald's car?
Yes.
You know what? I wasn't around for that, but I heard about it. I heard about that situation.
Hey, Fred, Kim is on there. Kim, speak about that. I think she was there when it happened.
Yeah, we were. Are you talking about when they chased the guy down the track and then rammed his car?
Wait,
hold on a second. Somebody rammed somebody else's car out there?
I need to hear this myself too.
Say that again,
you guys,
Kim.
Wait, real quick.
No, hold on. Let Kim get the floor, please.
I'm sorry.
You guys have any Italians out there? If you do, just tell them to go dig a ditch and plant somebody in it. I can't believe this is happening.
Where did that story?
What is that happening? They run somebody's race car.
There's some incident on the starting line. I guess he was told he wasn't supposed to get on the track because he was leaking, is what I was told. And they said that the gentleman stated that they always tell him he's leaking, and he got pissed and went down the track. They chased him down the track in their vehicles. He pulled into the pit area and they rammed his vehicle. I think it was totaled. I mean, we witnessed that.
Yeah, it wasn't total, but they rammed it. It was a Grand National. Eighth-second Grand National of Bo Donald. They rammed his car. And Bo Donald wasn't leaking. Bo Donald wasn't leaking anything but water from the intercooler.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds as worse as putting your hands on somebody.
Well, he kept his cool though, Drag. He kept his cool, and he called Lee Free. He called a lawyer. He kept his cool. He, like he said, when the guy came over there, and I mean the daughter, they got irate. Doc James stepped in the middle, and he told him, "If y'all touch him, it's going down like today. It's going to go down."
You know what?
But he kept his cool. He kept his cool, and got him a lawyer.
I can hear all the way in California. I can hear Mississippi Joe's foot tapping right now. And they did what to a G-Box? They did what?
You know, there is a such thing as waking up a sleeping bear. You know, some people take things too far. You know, I personally had an incident at one of our tracks here in Illinois. In the Midwest here. It's a good track. I raced there forever, and they had new staff. And the guy was just adamant, just kept messing with me. And anybody that knows me, man, I'm approachable. I'm one of the mild-mannered guys around. You know, this dude messed with me for every bit of 10 minutes and finally put his hands on me.
Oh.
So it is needless to say what happened.
Wow.
On the starting line.
If you guys in Detroit
Drag.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me he was wearing three shoes, two on his feet and one in his ass, huh?
Dude, and you know, I hate to ever get put in that position because, you know, I don't want no people to look at me in that light. But, man,
hey, guys, can I say something about the Adams family? I've been knowing them for over 30 years. I know their father, Shorty, the mother race, the two granddaughters race now. Both sons race. The daughter races. Okay. Shorty, and let me tell you something. Shorty and his wife never treated anybody wrong. If you came, they say, hey, come to the house afterwards. If you need anything, they had it, you got it. Same with the son. And for the guy from Chicago, from Cincinnati got on, said he used to race there. That is a slap in the face. It truly is a slap in the face.
Well, Kevin, you know, like I've said this several times on here, that there's two sides to every story, but you got
right.
Every bit of 10 people that's, you know, none of them had anything to say opposite of what the conflict is. So, you know, if it's me and you with a problem, and me and Tony with a problem, and me and Big Wayne with a problem, and me with the lady that's on the phone got a problem, and me with this person got a problem, you know, when you start thinking about it, it's me. You know, it's not everybody else. It's me. So there's a way to resolve this, you know, and Tony's took the approach. But what we have to do is have everybody else to follow us as racers.
Right.
Not even us.
There you go. There you go.
Not even us as the upper bodymen of the Grudge Inc., just the racers, period. And regardless if you're governor, if you're just a bracket racer, if you're somebody just come out and like to sit down in your lawn chair and watch the races, we have to get together and we have to show these people, you know, that we don't have to come here. And if, like Bobby Wildchild was saying, unless they got just, you know, millions of bucks, that they don't give a darn about their business going to the ground, then that's what's going to happen, bro.
Well, Drag, I can tell you one thing. If they had millions of bucks, they wouldn't be in court right now filing bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, that may be another reason, if that be the case.
That's probably why they're pushing everybody out.
That's right. That's right. It could be. They don't give a darn. They're at that point where, you know, screw the world.
Well, my thing is this. Like I say, you know, we're gonna assign blame where blame is to be assigned. You know, Kimo is a legend that they're in bankruptcy. I don't know their financial status, but the gentleman that came on said he had the same problem back in the 70s. They've been in bankruptcy a long time, and they've been doing this for 40 years. So
yeah.
we can't even use that as the excuse. It's like you say, bottom line, it's poor management. That's it. That's all. I mean, so, you know, we take our call on the road.
Well, Tone, I think it's really a blatant slap in our face that that's our home track and we can't hold a Grudge event at that place. You know, that's what
I mean, but Kimo,
you are
from Michigan.
Call that your
any
home track,
track in Michigan is your home track. It's
that's
just
right.
In your estate.
Right.
Because you from Detroit, Kimo. We don't even have a track in Detroit. So Milan, for that matter, is not your home track. It's in your state. 131
right.
can be your home track if
that's
where
right.
you
yeah.
choose to go every week.
Yeah,
yeah you're
I
right.
Agree
you're
with
right.
You. We have a premier track here that they hold the Nationals at, man. You know what? I go there when they got the Nationals. Not that I dislike nobody there. I just don't like how they run the track. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it, and I care not to go there. I frequent our three tracks, you know, the smaller tracks. And 41 is the one that I go to first because I enjoy the Grudge racing and I'm part of the Grudge race scene. I race at Union Grove and I race at Byron. You know, and I love all three of the tracks, man. When I'm not at one, I'm at the other. You know what I'm saying? Not because I like this one better than I like sometimes I just can't go as far today. But I understand what you guys are saying. And if you have a track that's close to you, yeah, you would rather go to the one that's closest to you. But if you're not being treated fair there, then you're going to have to take the ride and go a little further.
Right. Hey, listen, let me get to these lines, man. Cause these lines, every time we say that word Milan, buddy, I get phone calls lighting up, man. We got to take some more calls because I want to get these guys in. 313-0047, your mic is live.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's happening, little Tony? This little friend from the D, man. They treated me real bad over a cheeseburger, and that's why
uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck about smiling. I'm going to follow my governor to 31. That's just the bottom line.
That's what I'm talking
so
about,
appreciate
baby.
That, man. I so appreciate that. And I think we go and
when you said they kicked that grill over, that was Lavelle. You know Lavelle with Rude? That was his move.
Yeah.
They kicked over. I would have did the same thing. I'd have beat her motherfucking head in the ground.
But these people sound like they got a bad attitude, you know. If they did something like that, kick somebody.
They do. They treat you real bad, man. And they did that over the cheeseburger in front of my son.
Oh, yeah, that was
as a man, I waited. I was like, okay, he ain't got to worry about me buying no food from him no more. They ain't got to worry about me coming no more. I got a truck. I can hit the highway.
Hey, little Fred. Hey, little Fred. Yeah, this is Fred. Hey, look. Hey, everybody. They called the state police on Dennis Shue out there. I was standing there, and it was just a little argument with the security. We go back to the trailer. They tell the staff to the son, okay, you go run your car. Go ahead and run the car. Your daddy can't go up there. Next thing we know, we stand there, the state police pull up. I said, well, damn. They called the state police.
They brought
us
right
there.
Matter of fact, I was laughing fucking with Lil Tony that day. Like, man, Dennis Chu got all the security around his ass back then.
And I remember the guy said, and Big Short said, I said, man, the guy said, they're going to stun him with those stun guns. And Big Shortcake said, if they stun him, we're going to take this motherfucker up down here tonight. If they stun him over this little bullshit, we're going to take out that mining up. Next thing I know, we get the trailer. He going to state boy roll up. And I say, damn. Hey, I'm coming.
Wow.
But that's how scandalous mine is. And then my man Pops is videoing. So Pops is the last race of the night. He gets over the wall. He following Slouch and Peso. He filming. Next thing I know, the daughters, them, they go ballistic out there. Call him all kind of names, motherfucker, this, that. Pops say, I apologize. He tried to apologize. They throw him out, right? But he comes back with DMX. The following week, they escort him off the premises, so you get no money back. I said, damn. Put his picture up in the booth. He said, what did I do?
What?
He said, I'm trying to apologize. I didn't mean no disrespect. I didn't disrespect her. She called me all kind of names. My man said, he on the line now. He got an 854-3921 number. He been trying to get in and tell a story. I said, Pops, this man wanted to get in so bad. He said, Big Fred, at your shows, won't you take a petition up and take it to Miley and present it to them and tell them I apologize for whatever they think I've done to let me back in. This is... You know, I want to be a part of this. Get a petition going. I said, damn, this man was that adamant to get back in that track. And they did him like that. I said, man, that's how it goes. He been trying to talk about it.
Tell him he don't need a petition to come to 31. Tell him, come on over there. He more than welcome at 131.
That's right.
Hey, listen, we got another caller calling in. 313-7048. Your mic is live. Who we got?
You got Michael Rourke here.
What's going on?
Oh, that's the man.
I'm the one that they beat up, scratched, tried breaking my golf cart, drove me out of the track, all because I was trying to figure out. Let me ask you guys something. How do you take everyone's money, you run a time run, and then tell everybody the race is canceled?
Can I ask you a question?
But the class that they had to pay out, that had to cancel. So they're going to give a rain check to the cars. But now everybody in the crew, oh, you got to see the show. They started running cars at 11:15 at 1 o'clock. The show's over, and they're taking the money. Now you take a track that filed for bankruptcy, and it's the last race of the year, they're giving a rain check. I think they're stealing the money. So I
try to see
what's going on, and
I asked you what color you was wasn't because it was no prejudice statement. It's just
It's crack and white.
I got Pam beating me up, punching me, grabbing my shirt, ripping my neck. I got Phil trying to rip the top of my golf cart off when I'm trying to drive away.
Well, all I can say is you're a humble man. Because
that's right, big fella.
When I grew
that's
up,
what I'm trying to tell you.
I grew up, my mom used to get beat up by my drunk dad every day. I won't hit a woman. Bill almost got knocked out, but I restrained myself.
Well, you're a good man.
Thank God
I was
to the Moreau County Sheriff, because the Moreau County Sheriff sifted through all the bullshit that they tried to throw on me. And they know the truth. And
man,
I'd also like to say, God bless Bill Bader of Norwalk Raceway Park.
Well,
everybody needs to go see the Bill Bader guarantee.
Yes,
you run your track like that, you got
hey,
400 cars.
Get back on the show.
Man.
You know what?
I'll tell you, Mike.
I need you to help me out with him. He said on the computer something on.
Hey,
Kevin,
Mike.
We hear your conversation. Kevin. All right, ask Uncle AJ. Ask AJ to help you out.
I appreciate you having me on the show, man. I'm going to jump off. I'll be on here more often. I enjoyed it, and thanks for having me, Tail.
Yeah.
Hey, champ, anytime, baby. You know the drill, baby. You got carte blanche out here, man. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, man, I appreciate your hospitality, man.
Oh, anytime, man, anytime. You know,
all right,
Mike,
baby. All right, baby. Y'all be cool. Good evening, baby.
All right, Joe.
All right, Joe. Holler at you, man.
Hey, Mike. Since you told this story, I'm assuming that all these other people that want to chime in right now have got their stories. And I'm leaving everybody's mics open because everybody's been so quiet, and I got about 15, 18 mics open, and I'm going to keep opening these mics because it's like I want to get everybody in. I want everybody to be heard. So let me go to some mics right now. This one's a private number. Let me see.
11111.
11111. What's going
on?
Your mic is live, baby. Who's this?
Private caller. You open private caller.
Yeah, is that my phone?
Yeah, I guess so, baby. It's got a blocked number. I don't know. I can't tell you what numbers it is.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, well, listen, man. It's G from 313.
What's going on, baby? Talk to me.
Hey, listen, man. I raced there at Milan Dragway. I'm going to tell you, I know this is a bad scene last weekend, but for a whole summer down there, I got to tell you, everybody had a stage in, back of stage in, tech, ET shack, up in the tower, everybody been treating me with respect, you know, and I ain't taking nothing off of O'Rourke. I sure ain't taking nothing off of the Adams family because I've been racing against those guys for as back as, you know, I could remember. I done worked at Detroit Dragway. I worked at Milan for a quick minute. I worked at Norwalk for a while. I see a lot of stuff go on. And a lot of the folks that work at Milan, they're good, hardworking folks, and they'll do a lot and anything to help you. I have never had to have any contact with the management at Milan because I try to steer clear, you know what I mean? But
right.
we can't lose this track, man, because, you know, I can't be driving a 131 Norwalk every week. I got a family, and I got a job. And you know how it is, man.
Gee, let me ask you.
Yeah, but the price of happiness is only an hour down the road.
Hold on, guys. I want to ask some questions here. Gee, my question to you is now: what do you think about all the claims that are being made right now on this show? Because right now, I've got about 14 people that have had separate individual incidences. A few of them have gotten letters saying you're not welcome back.
And these people are people that I know, and I believe what they're saying. And I wasn't more than 15 feet away from that incident that happened last weekend. My 14-year-old son had to witness that. And
so how do you
I got to tell you.
That?
It was real painful to see, man, because, you know, I mean, the only thing that O'Rourke was trying to get across was, hey, wait a minute, you know, everybody paid to get in here. And I mean, and I paid to get my son and my crew in, And they said, okay, you know, here, we'll stamp your driver's thing, but, you know, that's it. You know, everybody else can stay and watch. We're not going to give a rain check for that. And you see, I guess my problem is I just got to thinking in my mind, you know, that's the way it's going to be. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch. I might even try to drive down that track a couple more times, but it was the last event of the year. I mean, everybody who came in there to race their car competitively should have been able to get a rain check, and that's all O'Rourke was trying to say. And all of a sudden, man, it was just like craziness. Everything just kind of broke free. And these are all people who I know, and I know to not be unreasonable people and to be honorable people. So I was really shocked to see how that whole thing turned out, and it made me really, you know, very, very concerned, because when we come up there to watch grudge racing on Friday or Saturday night, it's like it's bustling, it's kicking. There's a million people there, and people are spending their money and having a blast. But then when I go to race my car in brackets on Sunday, you know, and there's nobody there, man. There's nobody there. And it's just real sad, because I go down there with my family to do some competitive racing, and there's some great competitive racers, and now all of a sudden I'm finding out today that four or five of the most competitive racers in that place are gone. I mean, those are the guys we want to go over there to beat. We want to go over there to beat the Adams family. I don't know one person who goes over there to want to get a good race that don't say, man, these are folks I want to go through to get to the final round.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thanks.
In saying all that, and I'm glad. Where does...
Hey, this is Mike again. I'm a 20-year customer there. 20 years.
I am just absolutely floored that this is even happening. That, I mean, if you could see my face, I'm just appalled of the things that I'm hearing. I wish Janine would call in, if you're listening. I wish she'd call in.
Hold up your mic, and then she may be on there.
She's on here. I would love her to hit the one button. You know what? And I got more. I have a lot of Detroit calls. I want to get to, she might be one of them. I don't know, but gee, stay on the line. Everybody stay on the line. I don't want anyone to leave. I'm going to open up another line. 313-5817. Your mic is live.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
This DMX.
Hey,
what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's the deal? Hey, the whole problem is with that mileage situation is they didn't took what we put together and using it to their advantage. And now it's like, now we don't need y'all. Y'all going to deal with what's going on, and that ain't cool.
Wow.
You know, if somebody, if one set of people videotaping and all of them went over the wall, they should have got all of them out of there, not just one person. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. It's that they need to just get her clean out the situation, because before they let Deneen get in, to let her start acting like she running a track, everything was cool. When she came in, the whole attitude, the whole atmosphere changed with that woman, man.
You got to look at it like this. Blood is thicker than water, man. That's family.
Oh, yeah, it is. But you got to look at it like this. If it wasn't for our blood, that blood wouldn't even make no money.
Right.
That's why I said I'm following Lil Tony, the governor, the 31.
Right, and that's why we are who we are going. Kim, you
still
on?
When that happened with me in front of my son with that cheeseburger, I was riding with somebody. If I hadn't have been riding with somebody, she would have ate that cheeseburger.
Kim, are you still on?
Yep, I am.
Kim, do you see the, do you see these guys supporting you guys? Do you really see what these guys are doing?
I'm sorry, did I see them supporting what?
I said, do you see what these guys are doing? They're supporting you guys?
Oh, yes, and we greatly appreciate that. I mean, like, not we're not bad people, and everybody knows that.
Well, Kim, you sound like a troublemaker.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
Kimo, where you at, man? Kimo. Kimo.
Well, you know what? I got a, I know Wayne, but someone's got some background
right now.
I'm switching through my phone.
It's not me,
Sam.
Can you maybe open up some more lines and see if Denine or somebody's on?
Sure.
All right, I'm doing it right now. I got another one coming. I got actually a couple more coming. 248-5134. Your mic is live. What we got? Hello? 248-5134. Your mic is live. Hello, 248-5134. Your mic is live. What we got?
That's them. That's them. They don't want to talk.
Is my mic still up?
Yeah, who is
this? Who's this? This is Al Bell.
Yeah, you're still on. Let me
close
that mic. Well,
Cameron Denine's on there. The only thing I want to say is my mailman is getting tired of me jumping out of the bushes trying to get an envelope from the place. So if they got my hand letter in the mail, I appreciate it. They overnight it, whatever they got to do.
Just don't bend it. We want to frame it.
I need some for the man cave.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go down the line.
Hey, guys. I just like to say that do you see these guys supporting you guys even though you don't grudge race? You know, we're all racers. It's a big family here.
Hey, we appreciate your show.
Man,
oh,
y'all call in. Y'all call in and call in. Like they said, tomorrow night is Detroit show. Call in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Little Tony, that's our governor, and Tony said he's going to take care of some things.
We appreciate that, Tony.
Oh. No problem.
All right, let me open up another call. 313-3973. Your mic is live. Who we got? 313-3973. Your mic is live. Who's this? Your mic is live. Who's this?
That's a Detroit number.
It sure is. We'll move right along. Oh, we got somebody in my neck of the woods in the 562. I wonder if this is the bank robber.
Oh, wow.
That would
be me. That would be me.
Oh, man, we've been having a discussion out here about Milan, man. I know you're in Las Vegas right now, Street Car Super Nationals, but it's been going crazy out here.
Sit tight
for 1 second. We'll get you. I got to open up another mic real quick.
All right.
734-7309. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Hi, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
I'm Mama Adams.
That's Mama Adams, dude. That's Mama Adams. Can everybody please be on the floor? Everybody please be quiet for her.
I just want to thank you guys for supporting our family. I really appreciate it. I work at Milan Dragway. At least I did until this all arrives. I'm probably going to be fired.
Well, if you get fired, I think we all will take care. We'll sign a petition.
You find
but,
me a job.
No, Judy. I want to say something about Judy. I want to say something about Judy. Judy, man, she feeds you. She's an open-hearted person. She loves everybody. She treats nobody different.
Amen.
Her husband, we love Shorty. Shorty's
right.
one of the biggest racers that we had back in the days. And Shorty would do anything. Her and her husband would do anything to help us out.
Right.
Wait, hold on a second. I want to get back to the feeding me part. Darling, can we get you out here to California?
I sure can. I make some mean potatoes out of fried chicken. All the racers can tell you.
Hey, listen, you know what?
I love the potato salad.
Your plane ticket will be at the airport.
Right. I've met a lot of people at Detroit Dragway, too. We used to race there all the time. And like I say, my husband passed away. We had so many nice comments about everybody in our family. But it's just a shame that it's come to this.
Well, Judy, we're here to support you guys. And these guys on this phone, you got guys all over the country to support you. And
I appreciate
this is how we are. You know, Shorty, I miss Shorty, man. Me and old Shorty used to go out there and get that old
hooch.
Hey, can we hear Judy's opinion about everything that's going on?
Mama, don't cry.
I know, it's just hard. I feel bad for everybody because
it's been such
a good place all these years, and it's just definitely angry management there, anger management, and they just... I wish everybody could.
Hey, Ma Judy, you know, we all love you out here. You know that, right?
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Judy, one thing. Who do you think is the real problem there that's in Milan?
The women.
The women? And that's exactly what I say. Because I had to encounter, this is Melvin again, I had that encounter with Janine, and that's when all my problems started when dealing with her, you know. I think if they can get those out of the way and let a group of guys run the truck like this, a group of people that's for drag races and for the people run the track, then it would be a lot better track. I don't want to see the track go anywhere. I still want us to continue on racing there, but we do got to fix our problem that we got going on there with the management.
Well,
it's a nice facility. It could be a great place to race, you know, if you can come there and enjoy yourself and don't have to have all the drama and the stress.
Well, you know, maybe people need to come out there. You know, when we all show up to Milan, you know, we come out there and we show Judy love, man, because love, Judy always showing us love and taking care of us and all those folks over there taking, showing us love.
And the racers come.
And I'm going to tell you, man, maybe us racers, maybe we need to get together and we need to go over there and we need to just take a minute and walk over there to that office. Maybe we got to show them guys a little bit of love because I think maybe they feel just as bad as we do. Maybe they feel like maybe people turning on them. And you know something? You know, when you feel like somebody's disrespecting you and like somebody's not doing you right, sometimes you turn it out on them, and maybe they need to get a little bit of love, too. You know what I mean?
Here's my comment on that. And I know I'm in California, but I want to say this. If my car gets T-bumped, if somebody swing at me in management out there, In any way, shape, or form, I get a letter not to show up. I can't help but think they have no respect for me. Now, I'm just saying this about me. I couldn't find it in my heart and soul to have compassion or love or just want to give them love for after how I've been treated.
Right.
It doesn't sound like they stop after one person. It seems like it goes from one person to the next person to the next person to the next person. And the situation, like Tony said, little Tony said, this has been going on for years. So,
right.
I know I'm only hearing one side and I'm not judging anybody. Because I'm only hearing one side, but it's not, with so many people calling in tonight, with not the same story, but all different stories, I'm telling you right now, for me, it's raising a lot of red flags.
Right.
Because I'm scratching my head trying to figure out what the hell is going on out there.
I don't know, but...
And I couldn't,
well, hey,
like I say,
support
the big,
like
like I say, I work here, and I say the biggest racist is, like, you guys is no ETs. We love that. We get so many cards. It used to be like the olden days. That track is packed out, and we appreciate you guys coming. I do, anyway.
Well, Judy, let me ask you this question, since you work there. And I have a funny feeling that
so
I met
far.
You when I was out there.
You probably did. I give you your wristbands.
Yeah, yep. She was. She was there.
I'm wristband Grammy.
I bet you don't get to California. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you feel that Mylan is trying to maybe do away with, because this is what I'm thinking. They're trying to do away with the bracket racers so they can have more grudge racing there?
Should they try to get rid of the grudge racers?
Well,
oh,
no, I don't really feel like that. I mean, I think they would enjoy all the racing they can get to make money, you know?
Yeah.
But
just, right.
I think
they just,
you just got to change your attitude with people that come, you know? You just can't have an attitude and treat people the way you do and get mad and chase them around and, or hit them or whatever.
Right. Hey, everybody.
I think they have
everybody,
an addiction to confrontation. That's basically
right,
what
right.
It
hey,
down
Judy
to.
And everybody,
yeah.
if before, the, and Kim, everybody, we
yeah.
have another show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Please call in. Please call in tomorrow night, okay?
It is a Detroit
show. It
is a Detroit show.
Night.
If we
what
go to the
site
number on there,
it's the same number.
Same number. Same number. Please call in tomorrow night to voice your opinions. We're asking you to do that. Judy,
8 o'clock.
I'm telling you now, drag. Now, drag has been racing for years, and Judy knows who you are.
I know who she is. She's
Judy's been racing
bad,
for years. I mean, the whole family's raced.
I used to have mom's old mean Monty SS. I used to race
yep.
too.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, mom, you used to put some boys in the car.
And
didn't
I whipped some butts too. Yeah, I did. I still love racing and I miss it, but I love being at the racetrack with you guys because I just it's in my blood and I love this job working there with racers. But
hey,
I don't know how long.
And you know what?
There.
You know
Judy.
What, man? She really needs us. She really needs us because we lost Shorty a couple years back.
Right.
And
I'm on my own and I need it.
Right,
and
she loves it, dude.
So in other words, we really need to fix modern to keep this going, then, right?
Right.
Hey, Kev.
Right. Well, from the sounds of things, and with all the people that's responded, at this time, it don't sound like Myron want to be fixed. The owners of Myron, you know. But like I say, we
right.
still haven't heard from them guys. They have an opportunity. You know, to come on. I don't know if anyone's tried to contact them or let them know that, you know, they have a voice. We like to hear it. But, you know, we're all drawing conclusions from what we're hearing from everybody without them being able to say their part.
Actually, I think
well,
they called you guys today and were wanting to talk with you.
Right. Hey, Gerard. Hey, Gerard.
Yeah.
And Theo,
yeah.
And Theo, turn to his phone, man. It, you know, I've been knowing Judy for years, man, and this really breaks my heart. I'm serious, dude. I'm really pissed off tonight because she's hurting, dude. She's really hurting, and I'm pissed off.
Well, you can hear it in her voice that, you
right.
know, it's bothering her. And for these things to go on, you know, it hurts us as well. Even me being over here in Chicago, we enjoy coming over there racing against the Detroit guys and fellowshipping with you guys at the racetrack. But if, you know, there's not going to be any racing there, we're going to go to 131, which is better for us anyway because it's a halfway point. You know, instead of driving 5 hours, we drive 2.5 hours.
Right.
That's right.
But, man, I just got to be honest with everybody, man. I'm really pissed off because Judy, I come in there one day. She said, Kevin, you lost weight. I said, yeah, I'm okay. She said, boy, get something to eat. I said, get something to eat. She said, yeah, I got something to eat for you. Man, she made me a plate. I come back. She said, you look too thin. Here's another plate. You know, she's everybody's mom, man. She loves everybody. She
That's
loves
right.
nobody
I love everybody.
Different.
Like the racers are just your other family, you know, your racers.
Yeah.
It's your family. You have your real blood family and you have your racing family, you know.
Right.
Well, that's how we like to think that we are, you know,
everybody
and that's what we try to do.
Out and eats together and has fun and laughs.
Yes,
hey, question. So mine is open tomorrow, right? They have the program out there tomorrow, right?
Oh,
yeah,
Big Fredo.
Yeah, they got something going tomorrow. They got something going tomorrow.
They have something going today. Right, so, but like Tony said, we going to 131. So if somebody wanted to talk to them, the gates are open tomorrow.
Now, we actually talked to him today.
Judy and Drag, let me tell y'all something with Mylan. Mylan got the big head now, and the draft, the racers don't mean nothing to him. I'm telling you. They got
no,
the big head now. They got the attitude, you going to do what I say or else. That's the attitude.
They could be humble, though, bro. They could be humble. Ain't no doubt
they
about
can
they could be humble.
But you know, they got to be humble, Drag. They
I mean,
got to be humble. But they throw a big event and don't nobody show up. That's the only how they going to humble themselves down.
Big or small event, nobody shows up. It don't
boycott them.
That's right, exactly. If you boycott them and they're the only ones at the racetracks, or their buddies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all got friends, but we ain't got that many that's going to fill the drag strip with 300 race cars. If you boycott
right.
them, like they say, and they'll get the picture real fast.
And our car count has been down this last year. Our car count is dropping.
Well,
everybody's getting treated crazy.
Right, but I like to say this. If Judy, if I hear one word that Judy got fired or whatever from that track, I would never go back to that track until they redeem her and make it right. This
they
woman,
do,
I'm
hey,
going to say something now.
Let's hope it doesn't
get
to
that
point.
Mylan ain't Mylan without Judy Adams, man. No way.
You're damn right.
They
let's get on
do,
the phone at that
they
note.
They got to
oh,
do better than
it,
just
guys.
Redeem her, man. They got to do better than just redeem her because they should never fire her. They should
well,
never think about firing her.
The sad
right.
thing is
but
they don't
get to that point.
The sad thing is they don't care about what's being said. You know, they don't care what's being said here. They don't care about Judy. They don't care about anything, and they've shown that to us in the past.
Well, you go to Plan B from there, and Plan B is to boycott them.
131, boycott.
Give them about
four of those no ETs with nobody showing up. We all got to stick together. And don't
not
nobody
only,
show up at the no ETs. And
not only
the
no
message.
ETs, though, bro. You got to do the bracket deal, the test
that
of the
Friday
team.
Night,
you got to do
Friday
all of that.
You
got to
set
well,
it all.
You got to connect. Bracket racers got to be connected to them grudge racers, man, because right now it's a tale of two cities, you know.
Right.
Well, the grudge thing is what's paying Mylan bills. You know, if we pull in
yep.
there on a grudge night and they make $40,000-$50,000 and they got to pay out no money, we paying their bills. So
yeah.
we're a very big part of Mylan right now. You know what I'm saying? That's
right,
why the events and stuff and everything is then fell off because they looking
right.
forward to us pulling in their grudge racing. But
right,
we got to
right,
get
right.
them.
There ain't nobody counting cars on grudge night. Now everybody's counting cars on competition day. Everybody knows how much money's coming in the gate, and nobody knows how much money's coming in the gate on grudge night. So
no.
everybody got to get on the same page and be
right.
And be united front.
Right, right.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
What he's saying, this is my thing, what he's saying. This is what I got to say. Okay, bracket races. They're no different. We all one family. But they got one of the sorriest payouts, and they're making almost $40,000 to $60,000 in one night. Why not? They got a big crowd, and people will come from Ohio, Kentucky, Chicago, who bracket race and want to make their race. They can pay out $25,000 each class. They got some money. They're not doing it.
But you got to remember one thing. They're in bankruptcy. So, if they're
man,
in bankruptcy,
shit,
the money ain't there. The money ain't there like you think it is if you're in bankruptcy.
They only in bankruptcy just to prove, just to try to make themselves look different. They got the money,
well,
man.
Hey,
when
we went there to get our payouts today, the freaking cashier, you know, the desk lady, she was digging through her purse trying to come up with change. I mean, they don't have any money.
Well, they don't understand what bankruptcy
is.
If the racers quit coming there, they sure enough going to be in bankruptcy.
And
oh, yeah,
you know,
we
got to
hit them where
that's
it hurts.
We
got
to attack them. We got to attack them in their pockets where it do matter. That's where the tax got to be laid.
And this is what I can say to everybody. What people don't realize, Grudge Inc. has put these shows on for us to have a format. Please, if you would love to, support GrudgeInc.us. You got the phone numbers. Call these shows. Even though you think it's Grudge Races, it's everybody. We don't give you a bracket race. We're all as one.
Grudge Inc. has made it possible for small guys that's unknown, to be able to have a voice in drag racing. You know, and that's why we formed this body with the different governors in each state, you know, Illinois and all over, Detroit and everywhere. We need even the bracket racers, even the class racers, anybody within the sound of my voice. We need you guys to go to www.grudgeinc.us and sign on and become a member. We have all type of things going on. Races, we'll promote you guys' races. We've got magazines. You guys could be, you know, your new cars coming up. Your cars could be put in the magazine. This is a big deal. It's not only about Grudge Races. It's drag races, period. We would love to draw in all of you guys. And we have these radio shows every night. Some days we have two radio shows, different states, you know, like on Thursday night. We have Illinois, and we have Mississippi, and we have Maryland. You know,
right,
Tricky Ricky. He is also a governor for Grudge Inc. This thing is growing and growing and growing, and we want you people to know about it. You know, a lot of times people think that they're excluded from the grudge racing because they're not grudge racers. Man, you guys are racers, and we love you guys as well. And we're trying to build something here for all of the racers. If you want to get into the grudge racing, then it's fine, so be it. If you just want to watch it, if you want to bet, whatever the case may be, we've given you a place to come. And all we need is you guys to, you know, become members and support us. We're going to support you guys because you're racist, regardless if you become a member or not. We're going to support you. I'm on the line talking to Teo, who's in California. We make it our business to get on here to support our guys. We got guys in New Orleans. We got guys in Florida. We got guys in Illinois. We got governors everywhere. You know,
this thing is getting huge. Big drag.
Yes, sir.
Australia. We got Australia.
Now I'm learning that we got someone in Australia. This stuff is getting huge. We just had a big race, our final race of the year for the Grudge Inc. Racing at Macon National Dragway, November the 3rd. We had a guy come from California. Chad drove all the way from California to come grudge race with us. You know, we showed that dude a great time. We fed him. We made sure. And he didn't have no help with him. We helped him with his car, helped him get his car on the starting line, stage his car, anything he needed, we were there for him. So we just want you guys to know the bracket races, you know, we're here for you. You know, if you need our help, if Mylan or any drag strip is treating the racer bad, we want to know about it. We want to make it public, and we're gonna put them on notice.
We had a great time down there in Macon,
you know, and it's gonna even be better the next time around.
I'll tell you, Chad had a great time down there, and he we talked about the food, and he had a great time, man. He was very impressed. Met a lot of people down there.
Yeah.
We had a ball down there. It was real nice. Real nice.
And we had chess.
Hello?
We lost Fred. Hey, listen, I'm going to open up some more mics. I still got more people chiming in. Want to chime in, man?
Man, get them in, man. Hey, Tails, do you mind if I hit them real quick?
248-5134. What? Your mic is live. Who we got?
My name is Don. I race at Mylan.
Oh, Don.
I've been there a couple of years, you know, took a bunch of years off of racing, came back. Well, Mylan without the Adams would be like Burger King without a Whopper.
Yes, sir.
I think it's a bunch of shit, because when I came in there, I was slower. I didn't know what was going on. They helped me. You know, I asked them questions. They helped. So the management needs to get it together. It's a business. It's a business.
Hey, can we let just one gentleman talk here?
Think about it and get it together.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to get my land together.
Hey, Tayo, Tayo.
Yeah.
Can you get Big Fred back on? He fell off.
Dude, I don't know how to do that, Kev.
I'm gonna put him on the freeway. I got him.
Put it on.
John, I'd have to agree with that statement.
Who's
well,
this?
You know, I. Go ahead, John.
Who am I speaking with?
That was Stacy Holler, Don.
I think it was Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you? I know who you are. I'm the Blue S10.
Hey, Blue S10. I'm the Burgundy one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We know each other. We know each other. We know what's going on.
Yep.
I'm a little nervous, you know, getting on here and saying this. I haven't got a letter. Well, I could probably
well,
expect
you will
one
now.
Well,
well,
well
that's
right.
Not over yet, there,
well,
brother. Day's
well, look,
not
watch
over yet.
The mail this week.
But you know, but you know what? It's. I don't know. This is surreal. You
yeah,
can't
I
just
got my,
tell the yeah. Adams and the Hollers to go away. You don't do that.
Well, you know, you get a letter like that in the mail, and you didn't have the confrontation with them. But we all agree with why Mike actually went and did that. But we never said anything. And just because we were there when the police was taking his statement, and then we get a letter, we know why we got it. It's because we were there, guilty by association. It's no, you know, it's no surprise.
That's exactly what it is. And I hope I'm not, and I'm probably being naive saying this, but I hope I'm not queering the whole deal that I can't go race there next year. But
there's all the places
give me a
you
break.
Can race,
I mean,
nobody.
Stop it. What's that?
Yes.
There's all the places you can race.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I guess you'll
I've
be
already,
trucking with
I've
the
already,
rest of
I've
us.
Already just documented the mileage, so.
Yeah, you're going to be trucking with the rest of us to 131 or mid-Michigan or down to Norwalk.
Oh, you got it. I mean, but, you know, let's go back to the Adams, okay? Let's go back to Judy. I mean, give me a break. What are they going to do?
She's the only one that treated you decent there.
Thank you
Amen.
Very much.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I try.
What are they going to do? Are they going to sit there and feel that they're persecuted, that everybody's picking on them?
Well, I like to say this. If Judy leaves, if they do some shit with Judy, I will never go back until Judy has been, whatever she's been made whole.
Well, Kevin, we'll be at 131 because we're no longer welcome.
Yeah, we've already signed the thing
look,
saying that we can't hear back.
Look, we got another show tomorrow night, and the governor from Detroit is going to be on the mic. I'd like to thank everybody who stuck his neck out tonight. Pierre Russo stuck his neck out tonight from California to put the show on tonight for you guys.
Well, when my wife and
for
I go down there, and we feel persecuted because we want to voice our opinion, I think we got a problem.
No, you're going to voice your opinion on this show. This is what we're doing. But I'd like to thank Pierre Russo because he cut the California show off. This man stood up tonight to do what he had to do.
Thank you.
So I'd like to thank him.
I
like
know,
to thank
well, you
Taylor.
Know what?
We appreciate that.
Hey, and Stacy and Kim and everybody else, God bless.
Thanks so
you
much.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
You know, I felt that this was a subject that was very important to racers. You know, it's something that, you know, this is what we do. When a track feels that they have power or they're better than the racers, that's when things fall apart, you know.
There's no business in the world that can survive without their customers.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
They can't take it.
You know,
we're not racers. We're customers. We might be assholes at times, but we're still customers.
Exactly.
Right, but does everybody know that Mr. Russell is trying to open Patrick in California, and he's getting a lot of flack back on from the Congress, I mean, not Congressman, but the board in California, and we'd like for you guys to call in and support him. I mean, he this man stuck his neck out for you guys tonight.
We all support nice people.
Right. Put that number out there, man. We'll make that call.
We all support nice people.
It's on our Facebook page already. Trust me, everybody's reading it, liking it.
And I think this issue with Mylan and the racists just having the issues and stuff, they ought to go public with, you know, even on the internet and wherever. You know, not to bash them, but to let people know that there's certain things that's happening and they need to be addressed. If it can't be addressed, then, you know, we're gonna do something different.
You know what it all comes down to? You know what it all comes down to? Mean people suck.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
That's somebody's
for more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Somebody press star.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
They got this whole recording
to listen
on
to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Wow, who would do that?
That's just when somebody
you have reached the voicemail box of 313-215-6547.
Hang up, 6547.
Okay, who are you calling, darling? hold on, wait, don't hang up. Doc, my name
just send it right there, I get it.
Wait, I'm going to leave a message. Hi, my
name
is
Steve. I just wish they could patch this all up and everybody could get along and have a nice place to go to. I just, like you say, I just wish it could be fixed.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, fixing things takes time. And, I mean, not to throw Mylan away, but maybe for now, you guys might have to go race elsewhere until they get the message.
Yep, that's what we plan on doing.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got a couple more callers still on that I want to get in here in the queue.
Hello?
You on?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
It's Big Fred, y'all. It's Big Fred.
Yeah, I'm trying to call Kevin. My phone but it just cut off. What is it, on a timer or something? After the hour, it shuts down. If you in the queue?
Where you at?
Listen, hold on. I'm gonna open up some lines right now. 773. Oh, 773 just hung up. 248-0302. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Uh oh.
Don't relax, baby. You don't gonna shoot you. Who we got? Did you not want to talk?
Have to click them off.
Yeah. I'm going to take that as a no. 734-0657. Your mic is live.
Hey, that's actually me, Stacy. Again, I got bumped off because I thought that was me that made that fucked up mistake there on the thing, but it wasn't. So I'm just chiming back in so I can hear what the hell's going on.
Okay.
All right. Will you sit tight? I'm going to open up.
Welcome back, Stace.
Thanks.
Hey, Stacy. Hey,
Hello. Hey, hold on, Ken. We got another private number on here. Your mic is live. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Maybe talk to me. Who is this?
It's Kimo.
Kimo?
Kimo?
No, Kimo's on. That's not Kimo.
This is Pop Get Busy. Can you hear me?
Pop, yeah, we hear you, Pop.
We hear you,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, everybody. Can we get... Hey, Taylor.
Yeah, Pop's a big friend.
Hey, Phil, can we get Pops getting busy? Can we get let him say his story real quick before the show ends? I mean,
well,
you know, can we get on there?
Kev, that's why I opened up his mic, maybe, so he can get what he's got to say.
Baby. Hey, Mr. Russell.
Hey, Pop, get busy on the videos. How's everybody tonight?
Yeah, we're doing
great.
Good, sir.
Baby. We're doing great. Good.
Right, all right. Wonderful. I've been listening. I want to thank you, Fred, for inviting me to come on. I've been listening for about 2 hours. You got to have a lot of humility and a lot of patience. We're dealing with some people here who absolutely don't understand boycott. They have complete ownership of that property out there, and it's really sad that they have done this to the Adams. Back in May of this year, I was videotaped. I raced, too. I got a race car, but my money's been not good. So I just started videotaping pretty much like Dolomite. And I talked to him down there down south. Hats off to you there, Big Drag.
Hey, now, what's going on, Bob?
Is Michael still here?
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
I'm not got a recording on.
Message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Go ahead, Pop. Go ahead.
Okay. I just really want to chime in and tell you, you know, I've been listening to everybody. We all got good input. I think what's really good about this is that we begin to create a dialogue that can bring us together. You know, the Milan people, when George and Number One Slouch hosted his event in August, the people at Milan scheduled a no ET event on the same day. I don't know if any of you remember that, but it's about the money. I've heard the rumors about them being in bankruptcy, but it's about the money. You know, I'm really saddened because I was banned and I returned out there as a member of the Whiplash Racing Team the following month, and they had my picture posted. They came and got me and escorted me from the premises and told me that I wasn't going to get my money back, $15. It's not so much about the $15 as it is the fact that I'm a racing enthusiast. I love the sport. I love a lot of the people that I've met. I was at the event at 131. It was fantastic. We were treated, with the utmost respect. They really enjoyed us being there. I'm endorsing completely moving to another venue because the people at Milan, you know, they disrespected me. I tried to apologize for what I saw some other people doing, going over the wall videotaping. And Deneen, who is not just a manager, but she's an owner, and she has a very negative disposition about her ownership. I tried to apologize to her and was saying to her that I didn't mean any disrespect for going over the wall for videotaping. And she completely disrespected me, told me to get the fuck out, told me that I was going to get my ass whooped, and this was on the night of the event. And at that point, I kind of agree with Tony. Tony, are you still here? Governor, are you still here?
No, little Tony clicked off, man.
Okay, well, that's okay. But, you know, I kind of agree with him in that respect. But then, of course, I agree with the diplomacy that I've heard. You know, I heard Michael speaking diplomacy. Big Drag, I take my hat off to you. You're a great racer in the grudge thing, and I think that as we begin to grow as car enthusiasts with this form of Grudge Inc., I think that perhaps we're going to do away with this whole idea that these people have is that they own us when we come on their property, and they
Correct.
Treat us like we're slaves.
I mean, I can't think of a better way to put it. You know, they often, like what they began to do when they would have the No ET National, they would actually schedule other events to create a bigger venue. And thusly saying, you would have hundreds of cars in the staging lanes, and these people would have paid the race and checked out and all of that, but they wouldn't get to make a pass. I heard that there was an event, I believe it was probably in September, maybe they had an event that there were so many people in the lanes that nobody got to race. And I'm surprised we didn't have one of these situations like I heard that happened last weekend. You know, Miss Adams, Julie, I love you. I've never met you, but I love you because you love this sport.
Thank you.
I want you to understand that this love that we have for you, we're going to support you, and you got to stay with us. You got to keep your enthusiasm and your love for us because, you know, I've had personal conversations with Bill. As a matter of fact, on the night in question, I went to him about the videotaping because apparently I had not got permission from them. Mm-hmm. Before I was down in the pits down there videotaping. And Deneen, who is a manager and an owner, I was really quite taken aback because if you're the owner, why didn't you send your employee down to warn me or tell me that I was wrong for going over the wall? She came down purposely and put her fingers in my face. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that when the woman said that she mentioned about that other person is not the only person that got guns and so forth, I believe Deneen has virtually lost her mind because they actually own that track. They have ownership. And they can just absolutely tell you what they want you to do when you're on their property. And if you don't do it, then they asked you to leave. The police was called. I was there with DMX. In June, we were going to feature his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got to see him make a pass that day because I was asked to leave. And I did so. I did that with humility because I love the sport. DMX is my friend, and I didn't want to spoil his day of racing.
Right.
He tried to as a an ambassador for me on my behalf. He told me of a conversation that he had with Deneen, and Deneen told him because he said that he paid for us to all come in. Like, you know, he's the leader of the Whiplash Racing Team.
Right.
She told him she wasn't going to give him any money back. Absolutely not. So it is about the money, and of course, I was just looking on the Milam webpage. I don't know if any of you understand about endorsements in business. Milam has over 40 sponsors. They have over 40 sponsors, various businesses. You know, you take places like Livernois and DTS, people who are in the business who provide the parts and the supplies and the oil and all of this type of stuff. And they absolutely don't care about the small guy. They don't care about us. You know, I'm a videographer, and my whole thing about videotaping, you know, I take my hat off to Peso and the other guys who are getting paid to make DVDs, but I would feature people like I have on my website, Pop Get Busy. I just got a comment from a guy called One Fast 406. He's just a regular everyday racer with a Monte Carlo. His car ran great. I videotaped him and I posted it on my webpage because people don't always get a chance to look at what their cars are doing. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't charging for anybody or anything like that. It's just because I'm an enthusiast. But I was completely discouraged by what happened to me at Milam because I was trying to apologize to that woman, and she totally disrespected me. She told me that if I didn't get the fuck out, that she was going to whoop my ass. And actually, it was being videotaped, and probably the only reason why we didn't have an altercation that night was because another friend of mine was actually videotaping what was happening. I mean, was completely disrespected. Now,
well, I got a question. I got a quick question, Pop, and this is for everybody on the line. With all these threats that I've heard tonight, I heard about the chatter about having a gun and not being afraid to use it. Has anybody filed with the police on any of these threats? Because out here, if I get an argument with somebody in California and say, you know, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kill you, I can be arrested and detained for a terrorist threat.
That is exactly right. But, you know, I tell you, they have, with the Monroe County Police Department down there, they have solvency with the Monroe Police Department. And in my opinion, I would have just been making a moot point because I'm arguing against somebody about what's happening on their property. You know, I left because I didn't want to be charged with trespassing. You know, it's almost like, okay, I'll go make a report, but then it turns around and then I get charges filed against me, and now I'm fighting something that I should be, you know what I'm saying, I'm being persecuted for trying to defend myself. You follow what I'm saying?
Backfire. The cops were called tonight, and they did come out. And Al Bell can tell you about this if you're still on the line, Al.
No, he jumped off.
Okay, he took off. Well, the cops came out, and they actually they listened to what Al had to say, and the cop basically said that you know, that wasn't really threatening, that she didn't, you know.
As long as they didn't pull the gun.
As long as she didn't pull the gun. So the cop actually did go down and talk to Janine today and asked her if she said it, and he goes, you're not going to get in any trouble. I won't be arresting you or anything. And she said, yeah, I said it.
They sound like they got the police in their pockets because if she verbally threatened him without pulling a gun up, she could be charged with that.
It's still an assault. It's still an assault. It's an assault. It's a
That's
threat.
Right. It sounds like they got the police in their pocket, being a big business owner and stuff like that. The police is just not going to, unless it's something to the point where it's blatant and on film or something like that, they're not going to do anything.
That's exactly right, Big Drag. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. See, here's the thing. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, okay? And even
exactly.
though I was disrespected the way that I were, I just decided, you know, to hell with Mylan. I mean, I heard about other incidents. I heard the gentleman talk about the cheeseburger. I heard the incident about Donald's car. And the equation here is it's all one person. It's Denise. See, when you talk to Pam or when you talk to Bill, they got the nicest disposition, and you know they'll try to work it out, and they listen to you. But
right.
When the action is being taken, that everybody, all of the employees is following Denise's instructions. It was repeated back to me by one of the security guards when I was there in June, and they were asking me to leave. They were just simply asking. They told me, they said, look, we understand, you know, that you didn't do anything really that bad, but we were told that if we allowed you to come in onto this property, that we would lose our jobs. In other words, Janine told them, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Do not let me come on the property. And this happened after they took the money that we paid to get onto the, you know what I'm saying, the admission to come onto the property and didn't give a refund. I've heard about other incidences where they have, like, had events, like the gentleman said, they had a race event, but then they canceled that event and they allowed some other stuff to happen. And it's just like, really, it's like extortion almost that they're permitting about the way that they treat people after they get your money. And I don't disagree with Big Drag. I don't dislike the Raceway. I dislike the owners. We say in management, but it's ownership. It's the attitude of ownership. And Deneen is an active owner, and she's running that track roughshod. She's running it the way she wants to run it. Absolutely. She's told those employees, if you don't do what I say, you won't have a job here. And you think about our economy now, like, you know, Mama Judy, you know,
that's right.
I believe
talk about Mama Judy.
She probably relies on that income
fixed income, and I can't make it without a part-time job, and I just can't make it, you know.
She needs that income, so when you take other employees and they get the threat, well, I'm going to fire your ass, well, then quite naturally, now they're walking around. I mean, I've seen the security people with sidearms. You know, I never saw that before at Milan 5 or 6 years ago.
Hey, Pop, can I make you quick? Middleman, we know middleman. Everybody on the show knows middleman, right?
Beg your pardon?
I said everybody knows the middleman, right? With the red boot.
Right. Everybody knows middleman, yeah.
Okay, can I say this real quick for you, sir? I was there one night, and I didn't want the guys, you know, videotape. I don't do what you do, sir. I do, you know, say, hey, guy, you know, I got your car on tape. You know, once I leave, I get back to you. So, you know, the mailman goes, man, I see what you did for me. I said, but you did too, sir, and we took care of you. But in the process of you taking this video, the security guy told me to shut my camera off. He told me to shut my fucking camera off. He told me, I got on video. He told me to shut my fucking camera off.
Who did? Mailman told you that?
Security guard, he said.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you why. Because Peso has a contract with them to do exclusive videotaping. And I'm saying the exclusive videotaping, if you look on their website, Peso Productions is one of the sponsors. And they also have a disclaimer about the videotaping and what they provide and who they provide for. And they got 4 cameramen and, you know, basically it's a pay-per-view type venue. In other words, they don't want people like you or me to videotape because they can't make any money off of it.
Well, you can kind of understand that, though. You know, you can kind of understand that, but
I do absolutely understand it, Fred, but listen, I have a race car too, right? And like I've heard other people say, Milan is the home track. Now, okay, I offered through DMX, I asked him to take a message to Pam, right, who's Bill's wife, Deneen's mother, that if they would allow me to come back to the track just as a participant, I promised that I would never, ever videotape there again because I'm really not interested in videotape. I'm interested in the enthusiasm of racing. That's just the passion that I have. I'm retired for a motor company. You know, it's a great pastime. I don't get in no trouble. You know, I'm around people that I love.
Right.
People love me.
Well,
a lot of people know me all over the city. I videotaped street races, and, you know, of course, now we know that that's been a problem in the Detroit area, so, you know, I don't do that anymore. You know, you follow me? But what I'm saying is this. If you're making money, then by all means, the people that you're making the money off of, they should get what they're paying for. And what I'm hearing is, not just with the videotaping, that's a given, but when I drive 6 hours or 5 hours or whatever to bring my car to an event and I'm in the staging lane for another 5 or 6 hours and I don't get to make a pass, that's not fair.
Yeah.
And it's because they have planned, like, instead of having one event, they'll have combined events. Like, they had an event that was hosted by Mike Panetta. They had a Midwest thing like a shootout or whatever. They had so many people that were at that track that day, they never made it to the last round. But I bet you they counted every dollar that came in that gate and every dollar that went to that tent office.
Hey, what show are you talking about, sir?
There was a show that Mike Shannon gave, I believe it was in August or September.
You said who?
Mike Panetta. I think it was Mike Panetta sponsored it.
Are you sure it wasn't?
Hey, Tao, do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Do I know? Maybe in August we knew that Nate tried
to do something with them, right?
With who?
Yeah, that was Nate Pritchard.
Okay, can Tao speak on that? Let Tao speak on that because Tao knows Nate personally.
Yeah, but I don't know what event Nate was doing though.
His show, sir.
Was it for his ultimate outlaw?
Right, but I think they had something after that.
It was like the king of the Midwest shootout.
I don't think that would have been Nate. I think Nate's got the ultimate outlaw theory.
Well, Nate, I'm telling you, it was a combined event.
That was, hey, Tao.
Because that's the only way they was going to get a car count for Nate Pritchard's show. That's it.
Right, that was for Nate's show.
If it wasn't for the Grudge Racers coming out, they wouldn't have had a car count for the Nate Pritchard show. That's the only reason why they did that.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's exactly what I'm trying to say to you. And so
here's what I want to ask a question real quick.
We have to understand.
Hey, Pops. Give Taylor 1 second. He's backing you. He's backing everybody in the deal.
Hey, Melvin, okay. You still there, babe? Melvin.
Yeah.
Melvin, you still there?
I'm still here. I had it on mute, so we wouldn't hear no noise in there. I'm back. I'm here.
Hey, Melvin, Tao. Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
Now, here's a question I got for you. After everything that's been said tonight, how do you fix something like this? I mean, I know when you were talking in the beginning of the show, we figured, you know, we were going to try and fix this, you know, fixable. But my goodness, I think there's a lot of work here, man. And where do you even start? Because it doesn't sound like they're going to bend.
Well, I'm listening to all of it. And I see the first thing that's going to have to happen is when those ETs show up, all of the supporters that's trying to be a part of this to show a point going to have to show up first. And we can't race there. When that no ET shows up, their cash registers should register zero because we're not going to tolerate what's going on.
At the same time,
while that's going on, you know, behind the scenes, things are going to be going on because I'm going to get with Bill. I know he's going to be out there tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to him. I'm not going to talk to Janine. Matter of fact, I'll probably talk to her, too, because I want to express to her everything that's going on, and she's got a very big part in all of this is going on, you know. And you're going to fall by the wayside. You're going to fall by the wayside because if you don't got the customers like they say, you're not going to make any money. You know,
you can let them listen to this show as well because this show, you can go back and replay this show. So if he has any interest to see what his racist has to say about him or the people that he has problem with, you can tell him that where he can go back and replay this show.
Right. I'm going to get that information from Kevin so that I'll have it with me so that he can listen to it. But I am going to talk to him, and I'm going to sit down with him to have some meetings with him to try to get this straightened out. It may take a while. And if I see, you know, he still got that type of I never seen him have that type of attitude towards me about putting on the events because, like I said, when the No ET started, I was right there with him to get it built up like it is today. That Chicago and Detroit rivalry, that was something that me and my boys set out at the table and done. But then after it got to where it was, I got out of it. But at the same time, Janine was a part of the problem
that, you know, I encountered. So I just really basically got out of the way. But I'm going to still work on it. I'm going to work on it because we got a fan base here in Detroit that I know can't travel to all the rest of these tracks. And if they can make it to Milan, they're doing the best that they can do, you know, with the economy being the way it is and everything like that. So there's still a menu here for my fans and stuff that we got here in Detroit that I got to support to help put this race on so that they can still come to the track and make it happen there. And then if I can't make that happen, then, you know, hey, it's going to be at 131 or 41 or wherever else it is. But I am going to put my best foot forward to try to solve this problem that we got going on, you know.
Well, Melvin, here's going to be rough.
And here's the thing that's kind of bugging me a little bit. And I know, and I agree what you're saying about, you know, people driving that can and can't do it. And I understand that. But it's a local track for you, but how do you justify throwing out this family? I mean,
there's no justification for that. You know what I'm saying? I can't see them throwing the Adams family out of there. You know, like I said, I've had the Adams family put me out of the program so many times, and I'm like, wow, you know, when I get a chance and I was in the line with them and I had to run them, I done the best. Whatever I had dialed in on my window, I ran that, but my man treated me, and he got there first and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? To throw that family out, that's you know, I can't see why that happened. I really can't see why that happened. You know, they should have, what was going on with that event, they should have listened to their part of whatever the story was before they just made that decision to throw them out of the track. You know what I'm saying? And I can see Janine being a part of that going, hey, as soon as, you know, she hear whatever she wants to hear, then the rest of it is like, okay, I'm making a decision. Her decision-making shouldn't be a part of this track, period. You know, it shouldn't be. She's a family member. Okay, that's cool. You need to stay out of the scenes of what's going on there at the track. If the track make money, then you get your part and go ahead and do what you got to do. But as far as making those decisions on what's going on at that track, she don't need to be a part of it because she's not that type of a person, you know? I don't know how she got like that, but she don't need to be a part of that.
Needs to be seen, but not heard.
I don't disagree with you at all, Mel.
Can I speak real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Have you heard our show when we do things? Stacy, you on? Kim, you on?
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys on. I want to say this one thing. Hell, you know we go back and forth, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not putting nobody in this bullshit I'm about to say. Me and you raced in Martin. We met in Oklahoma. We met other places. You know, there'll be this little thing between me and you. We have a good time, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, you badge him if you want. And if Tail, you know, you're going. But this is my thing. I own a car. I built this car. Okay? I don't have no sponsors. As well as the Adams, I'm not getting picky and choosy. But I'm going to tell you, these people, over the years, have built their cars. They helped me out. But my thing is, didn't we have a thing, sir, that we got to it, if you don't have a car, shut the fuck up?
That's it. Yeah. Heck yeah.
And I mean, don't. No. Jay Tail, put me in my place if I'm wrong. So even if you're on a track, how can you tell me what the fuck to do with my car and not to do it? But if you ask me your program and you do me wrong, can I get anybody caught on that? I mean, I left it as is.
I'm hearing you, but you're missing the point. You're missing the point. When you have ownership, like, okay, no, like you said, nobody can tell you how to race your car, right? It's like, mm-hmm. I have a race car, but it's not running. I haven't been able to run it for 5 years. So I start videotaping, and I feel the same way about my video camera. Nobody can tell me how to videotape, okay?
Sure. But
the people who have this track, you got to understand the concept of ownership, because the only way to try to heal this situation is you got to look at the other side. Now, this is what I wanted to say in regard to what Melvin is going to go and talk to Bill. I spoke to Bill. Bill and I had a heart-to-heart, man-to-man conversation back in May, and Bill told me that one of the issues that they have there at the track is that a lot of the racers will park their trailers and their cars in the fire lane. And if they have an emergency, they can't get their emergency equipment through and so forth and so on. So, I mean, of course, on our part, there's got to be some better organization. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I heard somebody saying about showing some love the other way. So I'm pretty sure that they have felt some insults about the way some of the racers, and I won't go so far as to name people, but
is this Pop getting busy?
You know there's a lane right there off of the stage and thing. That's a
fire lane. Pop, is Pop getting busy?
He sure
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I want to explain something right now. Pop, and I want to say, man, you know, we fought for you back in the time, but Bill and them full of shit. They don't give a damn. We've been packing up fucking 500 cars in one night, and I don't want nobody to speak, but whoever's on the phone want to speak up. That track has been packed. I pay $80 one night to get one pass.
I know.
Put the track down. I'm with you, sir. I'm your number one supporter. I've had, and you call Detroit Fred, Big Fred. You call everybody else. I've been on support when it happened to you. Bill is full of shit. Because if you got a fire lane problem, then why ain't all these cars and shutting them off? Why ain't not shutting it off? And I'm not asking you to speak on that. That's my opinion, sir.
Hey,
Pops, this Greg. I want to say I heard you say that you got a race car, but you ain't ran it in 5 years. We want you to know as racers, bro, you know, regardless what type of car I have, you know, fortunately I do have a nice car, but you're not no smaller than any of us as racers. We appreciate you still supporting us, coming, watching the racing and all that, you know. It doesn't take a man to have a race car, you know, to be a part of this. We want you to know that, you know, you're just as big as we are having the cars. We're just, at this time, you know, able to do this. We all love to do it. I'm sure if you was in a position financially, you would have your car running, you know. But we just want you to know, you know, from us, Grudge Inc., we still appreciate you guys, the guys that have cars, the guys that don't have the cars, the guys that want to build a car, whatever the case may be, man. If you love racing, we love y'all. So don't think that because your car ain't running or you don't have a car, you know, you don't have a say in this. You do have a say in this.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Big Drag, you know, I got you on my website, on my YouTube channel, okay? And so I don't mean to sound as though I'm discounting myself because you know, I'm planning every year. I got parts sitting on my living room floor that I look at every day I'm dreaming about. And, you know, I love racing so much that you're going to see me make a pass. But I'm saying in the interim, I started videotaping. And
right.
I videotaped you at 141. You know, I was really, you know, I could give you some details, but see, here's what happens. A lot of times, people like you and other people don't get a chance to see how their cars react or, you know what happened at the starting line and so forth and so on unless you're buying somebody's DVD.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And so I would videotape and post that stuff on the YouTube channel so people like you could get a chance to see. Oh, shit, I red light it. You know what I'm saying? And I know when you lost to Tony Bynes, you know, I take my hat off to Tony. You know what I'm saying? I've been following them on the Internet, this Grudge Inc., you know, thing, how it's going throughout the United States. And you know what? We are a governing force as racers, okay? You, me, the spectators, you know, it, all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we love what we do. So I want to thank you for that comment. I really do. Okay? But Ed asked me to come on here tonight because I'm like Melvin. I would love to see a solution for the modern dragway. I don't know. Maybe we could pool our money together and buy that track from them motherfuckers. Excuse me, but you know what I'm saying? It's because we love what we do. And
that would be awesome.
Think,
right. Everybody loves drag racing. We got to stick together, guys.
Well, that's the name
Mama
of the game.
Mama Judy on the phone. Let her speak.
We definitely got to stick together, like Mama Judy said. You know, we all love this stuff. You know,
the sport. Once it's in your blood, you're hooked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I want
like Shorty said, he always said, boy, we raised some hell of a drag racers. Talk about Mick and Jim. And they are tough racers, and everybody, I check in, they always say, oh, God, Mickey, they want to beat Mickey and Jim all the time. That's their rivalries, you know?
Big Drag.
Yes, sir.
I know you know Mick, but you remember when we was at 131, the first race we did?
This year?
Yes, sir. I think it was in July the 4th or 5th or something up there.
Yeah, I remember.
We was all standing there, and Mick had it. We had the red Camaro. And,
you told some boys.
Oh, Mick, you told some boys, Amanda. Mick had to run a car. I'm saying he got down like, let's say he down 1090, and Mick was on like 950, right?
Yeah, I remember the Camaro.
No, Mick got a red Camaro.
Yeah, I seen him. I remember.
They got blue one too, right?
Yeah.
And you were standing there, and I was standing there, and I said, the boy said, what you want to bet? And you said, what you want to bet? Them old boys, I know you walking, I know you got in their pocket. Them old boys could be old Mick got under the end and puffed him. The car left. He was down at the 8th of mile when, by the time Mick, called him.
Mm-hmm.
Them old boys, they said,
I think we got somebody that went to sleep on the line.
They said, Drag.
That ain't right.
They say, Drag, how you know that car? I said, Drag said, shit, man, I've been racing for years. Don't worry about it. I pay my money.
Yeah, that's what they tell them. We made a many a bucks on you boys, yep.
Right, and the mom and dad, man, beautiful
like
people.
Say,
ain't never turned their back on nobody.
Family, where it's a family affair. Our grandkids, our granddaughters are racing now. Shorty's looking on and proud of them all.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to say real quick before our time does run out. Bob, you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm still here, Tail.
I want to say thank you to you. Because it's guys like you that make guys like us with the
look good.
Putting us on this YouTube, you put us on the map. Because I wouldn't know nothing about a lot of people if I didn't look at YouTube. So I want to tell you thank you from me, because people like you make people like me look real good. So thank you.
That's true. Likewise.
Pops, man, we want to thank you all. But I got to give a shout to Mama Judy.
Mama Judy, we
love you. I mean, seriously, we really love you. We heard you're passionate. And I know you personally. And these guys, they love you, too, on the show.
I appreciate it.
Mama,
I love
if anything
you
happens,
too.
Please call us.
I hope to see you again. Hopefully
Heidi,
we get it all straightened out.
Heidi, you still on the line now?
Yeah, that's her granddaughter. Where Heidi at?
Maybe that was Heidi that was snoring.
No. Kim, you still on the line?
Somebody's sleeping on the light.
Yep, I'm still on here.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
You know we love Mama Judy, right?
Yep.
And that's her new girl's name, Mama Judy.
Okay.
That's Mama
we'll
Judy. So Mama Judy,
that,
whenever
yeah.
you want to race again, you just come over any car you want to pick, and you got to do the damn thing.
And I got a big out here in California. I'll put you in if you want.
That's right. I give me a race car again, guys. We'll go at it.
Hey, look, Mama Judy can knock the tree down. She'll knock that damn tree down and take it with her.
Well, I tell you, this is Pop. Mama Judy, I'm putting my car together again for next year. You can make a pass in my car.
Okay, sounds good. I might take you up on it. Go, Granny, go.
Is Heidi still on the line, or did she jump off?
Heidi?
She's still on my board.
Yeah,
Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi, it's Tao. Listen, will you please keep me posted on what happens at Milan, especially with Judy?
Absolutely.
Because I want, if something does happen, I'm going to blow her up. I'm going to.
Whoa.
Don't blow me up.
No, not you, darling.
No, Mama Judy.
No,
Mama Judy.
I'm already bloated.
No.
Oh, God.
Everybody. Everybody going to track from now on. When you see Mama Judy, or if you see her, that's Mama Judy.
I appreciate your support, guys, for our family. I really do.
No,
Mama,
yeah,
we don't
get
it
taken care of.
Hopefully we'll get it all
taken care
of.
Mama Judy.
Yes.
Now, you remember I had that old Vega, right?
The Vega?
Yeah, you know that old car I had.
Yeah.
No, shorty used to tell me all the time. He said, man, come in this garage. I got to talk to you. I said, yeah, what you going on, shorty? He said, we got a little hooch just here to talk to me.
Break out that bottle of hooch, didn't he? Yeah.
that black velvet.
Sit and drink and talk about it, huh?
Hey, Tao.
Man, that
yeah,
black
what's up,
velvet.
Greg?
For all the new callers that we got tonight.
For that black velvet.
For all the new callers that we got tonight, let them know, you know, if you don't mind, about, you know, how Grudge Inc. works and how our shows are and how they can get in contact with us, because it sounds like we got a lot of new people that just, you know, come on for the first time tonight. You know, we want them to know I represent Grudge Inc. as well as Tao does, you know, and we appreciate all of you people coming on, you know, and we hope we can continue to get you guys support. And there will be another show on tomorrow, which there's a show every day. You know, Sunday is Detroit. Monday is Carolina, Georgia. Tuesday is Alabama. Wednesday is Florida. Thursday is Chicago, Mississippi, and Maryland. And Friday is Mississippi. And Saturday, as you guys know, we have Tao on from California. Now I'm learning that we have a new talk show host that'll be coming up in I think, did you say it was in Hawaii, Tao? Where did you say that was at?
We're working on Hawaii, but we have been getting callers on our show here from Australia.
Australia.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're working
okay.
on Australia right now.
And we want the Australians to know, the ones that's calling. You know, we appreciate them for calling and continue to call in, you know, and pass the word.
Will do.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Mama Judy, you are a governor. We love you. We really
Thank
do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you guys, too. And thanks for all
and
your
Kev,
support.
You want to make her president, Kev?
Yeah, I'm going to be president of the Grudge.
She is the president.
We might have to summon Jay Barnes and tell him, let him know we got a
I can maybe
we got a new president of the campaign.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You know, out of the north.
We'll call you, Judy, we'll call you El Duce. In English, that means the leader.
The leader?
All right.
I'm leader, so, leader of the
So
pack.
Everybody would just start referring to you. Everybody will start
okay,
referring to El
Duce. Everybody. This is Pop. I'm about to check out here. I love to all of you, and like Pro Stock Joe say, I see you at the starting line.
Okay, Pop, take it easy. Good to hear from you.
All right, Pop.
All right, take care.
Thanks for calling in.
Mama Judy is the first lady. We gonna work on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna get off of here too for everyone that's on here, man. We appreciate you guys coming on and hope to have you on soon to the next show. And if anyone that hasn't registered yet, we would appreciate it if you would go to www.grudgeinc.us and just sign on. It don't cost anything. You get a chance to read the boards and see the videos. And actually, for those that don't know our faces or who we are, some of us is on there. So you get a chance to put, you know, a face with the voice and things.
Right. Sounds good. Let's just check you guys all out.
Okay,
and
well, thank you.
Right. Account here, guys, and they're asking if you guys have
right.
Grudge Inc. stickers.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man.
Okay,
you have
guys.
A good one.
I'll take care. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon. I'll drag.
Okay, Tao.
Does anybody
Mama
on Grudge Inc.
You.
Have
you,
Grudge
Judy.
Inc. stickers?
Hey, we got them. We got them coming. We're going to get them to you.
You got them coming?
We're going to get them to you.
I promise
you.
All over the It's all over Facebook. They're wanting to know if there's Grudge Ink sneakers
right.
out.
There's Grudge Ink what?
They're wanting some Grudge Ink stickers.
Oh, yeah.
We
got them coming. We're going to have a bunch. Kevin's going to have a bunch sent to him, and he'll be dishing them out.